You're such an idiot to call a restaurant, man. Seriously. I know what you're doing, YouTube and all that bullshit. Why don't you shove it up your ass?
How did he know about the YouTube? Oh, my God.
First thing is, bud, you don't need to call here and say curse words.
Curse words?
Yeah, you're cursing on the phone to me.
I didn't mean to. You know, it's...
Okay.
I've had a long day. I'm hungry.
Okay, you're a smart ass.
You know what? You're a dick.
You called here, bud, with the
you're
attitude,
a dick.
So...
You know what? Take the phone, hang it up, and then shove it up your ass. All right?
I'm 6'1", I got a pretty big cock.
I love that.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
What's up, you bunch of horses' asses? What's going on? Carlitos here, finally. Finally made it. Hey, thank you for being so patient. Madhouse. Just like DTD said. DTD just said exactly what we are. Madhouse. Thank you for having us on, folks. Thank you for being so patient.
Oh,
we're fine-tuning some stuff here. Some issues. Some panic. A lot of anger. I got mad at Milkman. I made up with Milkman. I got mad at Milkman again. Tuck started crying. And then, just like an episode of Family Matters, it all worked out in the end. Thank you, everybody, again. I am Carlito. I'm here, of course, with the man himself. Milkman is in the house. Milkman, the very emotional Milkman. How are you doing tonight, mister?
Alright, we're back, my brother. You're sounding good, man. I'm glad, man. You got it all pushed up nice and tight.
Yeah, good. Yeah, right on. Tuck is here also. Tuck. Tuck is the proprietor of TuckerMike.com. Tucker Mike. What's up, Mike? Tuck, Mike. Tuck, Tuck, Tuck. How you doing, my friend?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
hello.
What y'all doing, y'all?
And, look at me. I'm on camera now. Finally got the cam on. I think my microphone sounds like shit still.
Oh, you got the cam on.
Yeah, look at me on the mic. There we go. Well, let me know how the mic sounds. It sounds like it's overmodulated, but it's not overmodulated. You know what I'm trying to say? Like it's being clipped before it can blow your ears out. Or it might just sound like shit.
Almost clipping. It's close.
Good. Thanks, man. Thanks for the good news. Nothing but good news from Milkman.
Sailor hat?
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you need to put on the sailor hat. No, I found the sailor hat. No, that's been here. Sailor hat's right here, man. Look at that. I never lose that one.
I want to get something else.
The sailor hat's here. It's the Madhouse hat is the one that you designed. That's the one that's missing, that's gone. That who knows what happened to it. I took it to work one day and I lost it.
Quote, unquote, missing.
Or like I got stolen by a Puerto Rican or a Haitian at work. You know how they are, man. Everything they see, the minute they see it, taking it away. I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
You said it, not me, crazy fucker.
I'm Puerto Rican, I can say it. Speaking of crazy fucker, we got news about him, too.
Zolar said, Artie ate it. He didn't take it. Zolar didn't take it. He said Artie ate it.
No, Artie just made a huge mess. Artie, man, he ate 3 bags of fucking candy when he was here. And still, I can look over and I get so angry. Every morning I get up and I come in here to check my email before I go get on the treadmill and take a shower. And that asshole.
Little brown spots on the carpet. I saw that picture, man. That was nasty.
Fucking
man.
Prick that guy. I don't ever want to hear him. Ever want him here again. Son of an ass.
I think he had a leaky ass gasket too before he left.
He's a prick ass jerk is what he is. A lot of people out there tonight. Thank you so much. Milkman, of course, is out there. Of course, Tuck is out there as well. Hollywood Vanya, Hollywood Vagina checking in. Good to see you, man. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, welcome back, bro.
Nunu's calling. Nunu's checking in here as well. Nunu, big guy, what's going on there? DTT in the house.
Sir Nunu of Wankershire, England.
MST3 Clay, the white guy who loves the funky chimes. He's in the house as well. What's going on, man?
Yeah.
You want to reach me here tonight? You can on AOL on Yahoo Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio. Again, Madhouse Radio if you are using AOL and a Yahoo Instant Messenger. If you're using MSN.
Don't forget the free CDs at HollywoodBandsOfPranks.com, Hermano.
That's right. Hollywood does have free CDs, doesn't he? He's got a few of them, I think. Oh, there we go. This sounds better. Now the mic sounds more normal.
Yeah.
Section of the phone. Let me know when the syndicate is holding
good.
Here.
That's right. Yeah.
Let me know if I still got ones over there in syndicate. Please let me know. Speaking of syndicate, what's going on? Syndicateradio.tv.
Yep. No,
Zolar's
no
in the
one.
House. Zolar, I cracked up listening to Gary calling into Stern. Once again, I think Zolar just calls him every Friday and as Andrea, Miss Howard Stern, and says that she's tied up in the bathroom getting whipped or something like that. And every time he calls Howard now, he says, yeah, do you know Zolar's beating up Andrea and has her tied up to the toilet or something? I'm like, oh, my God. And Artie loves it. Artie loves it when they do that. Oh, man. So he's convinced that Zolar has Miss Howard Stern tied up in a bathroom somewhere for the last year or something. And the guy keeps calling in. Yeah, a lot of people there. John Rico is in the house. Senor Pedro, Don Pedro, what's going on? Big what's up to Don Pedro. Que pasa? Que la que, hermano. Carajo, mierda. And donde es leche? Disturbed D, double D. I saw Dino running around there like a little monkey a second ago. He's not there any longer, but a lot of big fat ass, pig ass, bitch ass, son of a bitch outlaw is in there also. That big fat fuck, that son of a bitch. I wish I had him right here right in front of me right now. Grab him.
Hey.
Yeah, he's a son of a bitch. Hey, matter of fact, I'm not going to mention Pig Outlaw any longer for the rest of the night. Yeah. Anyway. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. We got a lot of prank calls to do. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what's to do. Actually, there's no Lonesome Loser. I just realized no Lonesome Loser. Yeah, that's not good.
Lonesome.
What are you clapping, guys?
No lonesome loser.
We got problems. No need to panic, folks, because we have more numbers. We got other stuff we can do. Don't worry about that, guys. That's fine. We've got plenty of resources here. We got years and years of logs of numbers from Lonesome Loser. Of course, Nunu's out there, too. He gets numbers, too. If you have your prank calls you want us to do, go over to our main website. That's MadhouseLive.com. Once again, MadhouseLive.com. Head over there. Send me an email. We'll use our form. Anyway, the email's to me automatically, and it'll have your prank call request free of charge. We don't charge you for that junk. We're not like that here. You can also just send them to me. You can also call in toll-free. Milkman, what is that toll-free line that'll be open in a few moments?
Hey, that's right. You can call right into the show tonight in the Madhouse 98.6 on 888-278-8509. 888-278-8509.
That's right. I hope you guys got that right. It's 96.8. Very smart.
98.6 The Mouth.
Good work, Milkman. 98.6 The Mouth is a station. I had some ideas of prank calls that I wanted to do to Starbucks. It's been a while since we've actually prank called Starbucks, and I have an idea. I don't want to spoil it, so I'm just going to hold on to it, because it seems like whenever I start saying, oh, I've got an idea to do this and to do that, and it sounds like shit. And it never comes out right. It never comes out like I want it to be. So we're not going to go that route. Let me just work on it on my own. I wanted to mention all of you who a lot of our listeners have mentioned to me, hey, GrandCentral.com. That's what I use, you know, for our spoof caller ID going out. You get a free number from Google. You can pick the area code, gives you a free number, and you can have it forward to any and all numbers that you want to. And you set up your own voicemail in it. Anyway, Google closed off new invites to it over a year ago. So it's been kind of hard to come across those unless you were an early adopter. Well, GrandCentral.com announced, Google announced today that they're going to be reopening up. They're changing it to Google Voice. So all you prank call fans out there, if you want to have, you know, pick a funny number out there to use when you spoof your prank calls, you know, when you call out, when you want to spoof your caller ID, here's a chance for you to get a free phone number for people to call you back at and leave a voicemail thinking that it's, you know, that it's you, but it's not. It helps anonymize you. Head on over to GrandCentral.com and sign up, because apparently any day now, within the next few weeks, if not sooner, they're going to be opening up again for new numbers to be given out. So, like I said, free phone numbers. If you like what we do here, you know, the process where we prank call somebody, and when they call back the number and the caller ID, just goes to the voicemail of me talking, and I'm Jack Valente. Please leave a message. Well, that's how I do it. Get yourself a Grand Central number when it's available. Put yourself on a waiting list right now. Zolar, that's you. You had mentioned to me, I know, Reclude out there who's listening, he's been mentioning, he's been dying, chomping at the bit to get a hold of one of those accounts. Now's the chance. If I get any invites, I will definitely hook anybody up who wants one. So I will let the word be known over in the forums on my website or here in the show or something like that. And of course, speaking of Zolar, he will be on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Zolar Party Nation, 9 p.m. Eastern, every Friday here only on Syndicate Radio. Transvestite. Got some prank call requests also that have come through via email. We can get to those as well. I'm in the process of locating and opening the Lonesome Logger. It just takes a long time. It's a lot of data. You can imagine he's been sending me numbers since 2005. It's 2009 now. And I've got just about every single number that he's sent. And I'm talking, he's been sending them every night. Every night that we do a show, he sends a lot of them. And they're all good. Okay, here we go. Lonesome Log is open, so we've got plenty of bank here to pick from. If you guys want to send me an idea, like a type of restaurant or a type of store or a funny name or a funny place to call, we can definitely do that. We got numbers in Italy here. I think we have an international card good to go also, so that's good news. We might be able to do some international pranking tonight. G.I. Joe's Rack and Rig. Wow, that one's from 2005. The Happy Birthday Man Inn, the Iraqi Tamarichi Inn. Wow, this is a Mr. Bojangles, the Junction Pub. We've got the Cracker Barrel Food Store here also. I'm going to call Indians. Indians are always fun. I'm going to search for India here, see what we can find. Tuck, Milkman, you stop me when you hear something you think might be good to prank call. Himalayan Cuisine, no. India, we got the India Palace in Santa Fe. Santa Fe, New Mexico, that's a...
Call that one.
And we got the Kebab and Curries in Santa Clara, California. Let's call them Kebab and Curries. I hope they are Indian.
Santa Clara will be open, man.
Santa Clara will be open, that's right. It's only 7:42 p.m. there. Good man. Look at you, Milkman, using your brain and stuff. Milkman, well, how about... Milkman, you got a new car. We never talked about it. What's up with your new car, man?
Oh, dude, man, it's awesome, man. I love it, man. I got a Mercedes Madhouse Mobile, man. This thing is awesome, bro.
You got like an SUV or something, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, it's the Mercedes Madhouse Mobile, man. You
good deal.
It, man. It's got leather seats in it. It reclines just like the Jack Matheson model, you know, the way the seats are designed.
Okay, cool. So I have a new car. Then Milkman got a new car. Tuck, you're next.
Yeah, it's awesome. Oh, boy, I can't wait. Wonder what it's going to be.
You're probably going to get something like a Prius. You look like a Prius guy.
It'll be a John Deere.
Hello, Kenny, how may I help you?
Hello, is this the Kebab Palace place?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I'm so happy you guys are still open. I was last there like in 2006, 2005. Had a great time. Had some great kebabs. Do you have any tandoori chicken there also? Do you have any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Oh. Sure, we have some orders.
That's beautiful. How about we take some orders over here? Yeah, you ready over there, guy?
Yeah.
All right. What do you need?
You come here to eat, or you want to take out?
No.
It's up to you.
How many germs do you have there?
Where's one?
How many? Do you have a lot of germs?
Jerry?
Germs.
Hold on.
Okay.
One
minute. All right, then. Put the head immigrant on the phone now. the head immigrant in charge.
Hello?
Yes, hi, this is the head immigrant.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, hi, I wanted to make an order, but I was asking the gentleman about the germs.
Germs?
Yeah, are there any germs over there? He was asking if I wanted to come in. I was asking if there were any germs, or if it was, like, relatively clean.
Who do you want to talk to?
I want to make an order. I don't know why I'm talking to you. Who's this?
We don't have, so you could order, yeah, go ahead.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, you have tandoori chicken there?
Yeah.
All right, give me two orders of, like, you know, two meals of tandoori chicken, please.
Leg or breast?
Yeah, the second one.
Breast?
Ref.
You want the chicken breast, okay?
I want ref.
Huh?
Ref.
Two breasts, okay?
Ref.
What else do you want?
Okay, and do you have any papadoms?
No, we don't have that.
You don't do that? What about lawn bread?
Lawn bread, yeah.
Okay, give me some lawn bread.
How many do you want?
Just one. One lawn. Big.
One?
Is the lawn big? How big is the lawn?
None is enough for one.
No, lawn. How long is the lawn?
Lamb?
Lan. L-A-N. Lawn. Lawn bread.
Lawn bread, right?
Lawn with an L.
Lamb or lamb?
L like Larry.
L-A... How you spell it?
L-A-N. Lima Alpha November.
That.
You don't have lawn bread?
No.
You have any bread like that?
No.
Okay,
not
what
like
about...
That. We have non bread with, you know, the flour?
Okay. Let me try that. All right.
Huh?
Okay, fine. And then my brother said he wanted to get something else. It's, let me see here.
What do you want?
Ban chewed.
Huh?
My brother said he wanted me to order him an order of ban chewed. He went to get the car wash, so he said to left me a piece of paper. It said ban chewed and lawn bread.
Ban chewed?
Ban chewed.
What is that?
Ban chewed. I don't know. He said to order it.
That's not nothing. That's nothing, actually.
There's no ban chewed? Can you please give me the ban chewed or put me through to someone who has a ban chewed, please?
No. There is no food like that, banchud.
No, I have it written down here specifically, B-A-H-N-C-H-O-D, banchud. And he said to order it, that it came with a milky sauce, to order it, that it was good. It came, like, not fried, but kind of baked in the oven, 375 degrees for 35 minutes. You turn it over, you slice it longwise, and you bake it for another 15.
You know what is it made by? You know what is it made?
It's made by motherfuckers. That's who it's made by, you stupid son of a bitch. Motherfuckers, that's what.
Why are you cussing?
Because you're pissing me off. You don't want to. You're refusing me service.
I know. Okay.
A banchu comes from motherfuckers. Is what I you know.
Hold on.
Motherfucker.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this now?
Anish. Who is this?
Is Mr. Patel there?
Who?
Mr. Patel.
No, sir. You got the wrong number.
Oh, okay. Well, no. Is this where you make the order? Because I was trying to make an order. Maybe put me through to someone else who might know. I'm trying to make an order for what my brother here said. This gentleman is arguing with me because I think there's a language barrier.
Okay, go ahead. He speaks fine English, but go ahead.
I don't think so. He doesn't understand what I'm saying. I need an order of banchud.
Hello?
Yes, I need an order of banchud, please.
You're such an idiot to call a restaurant, man. Seriously. I know what you're doing, YouTube and all that bullshit. Why don't you shove it up your ass?
How did he know about the YouTube? Oh, my God.
He knows what I'm doing. You are the fat Puerto Rican that prank calls us. We must be in the newsletter.
You put it on YouTube, you fucking. I got curry coming out my asshole. That's how I think it's around here.
Yes, that's right. We'll be on YouTube next, everybody. Smart guy. Let's call him back and commend him on checkmate.
Okay.
You better apologize to me, sir. You had better apologize to me because I'm going to speak.
You call me one more time, you'll see cops on
I'm. You know what? I already called the police.
No, I'm not kidding you.
For
I'm
making
not cutting.
You call me a bad word on the phone, and I'm going to call the police on you, sir. Bastard.
You'll see who's going to not call who. Sounds like a challenge to me. I accept the challenge.
Please enter your your PIN number.
Somebody told somebody off.
Testicle.
Robert Cody, may I help you?
I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue you so hard, sir. When I come down on the lawsuit that I'm going to put on you, you're going to have to close your business down, and I'm going to make you give me a public apology in the local newspaper. You're going to have to print it for everybody to see that you treated me bad, number one. Number two, you are racist. Number three, you refused me service because of my ethnicity and because I'm diabetic.
You're done?
No. On top of that, bonchud.
You done now?
Now I'm done.
Bye.
Bye.
He's just not biting. But he knows about me on YouTube. Let's find some angrier Indians here. Here's the 7-Eleven where an Indian guy works. You know the one? This one's in Inglewood, California. Inglewood always up to no good.
I had a little turban on that. That seek, that was hilarious, man.
Busted.
Oh, no answer there. Apparently that 7-Eleven is now out of business. I wanted to mention on the Howard Stern show today, they had a great failure when it came to the Mexican delivery man game, or whatever it is that they call it. And to be honest with you, I've quite expected that. Number one, not only is the economy bad, and no Mexican out of their right mind is going to turn down $50 to $100 just for a few seconds of getting to touch a woman. I don't understand. It's like a trip to the strip club. I don't understand. But on top of that, it makes no sense. You get a Mexican guy there to deliver the food, and Howard Stern says, I'm going to give you a $50 tip, or you get to spend 3 minutes with this girl over here, and you're not really going to have sex with her, but you get to hug her and kiss her and grab her boobs for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, or something like that. I think I'm going to go ahead and get the $50, especially if I'm a Mexican who's really busting his ass and you're offering a big tip. And then what doesn't make any sense is, like, you know, in the past, like, the Mexican guy will say, okay, yeah, I'll go for the woman. And then Howard will go, well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you $100 or you can go with the woman. It makes no sense. There's no incentive for the guy really to not take the money. Finally failed. They have to do it in reverse, I think, is what they're supposed to do, is do it in reverse. But no, they don't listen. Milkman, open line, guest calling in. Who's calling in, Milkman? Who's your guest?
Hey, man, it's our good buddy, man. You know him, man, the Glowworm.
DJ Glowworm calling in. All right, we haven't talked to him in a while. Kick ass, kick ass. A lot of people blinking away here on the AOL Instant Messenger and the Yahoo Messengers. Nunu says he sent me number in chat. Thank you for sending number in chat, Nunu. I will retrieve number in chat and make a call with them. Crazy Heretic corrects me. Banchud is sister fucker. Marachud is motherfucker. Thank you, Crazy Heretic, for reminding me. The real Zolar. Not the fake Zolar, mind you. The real Zolar.
Is the line set up so anybody can call in?
Actually, the line is turned off right now. Good point. Let me fix that up here. Let me... Glowworm, give me 3 seconds here. Let me do that now, matter of fact. Let's play this out. I'll open up the line for DJ Glowworm. In the meantime, Zolar sent a number for someone who's moving or something like that. Moving somewhere or something.
Yeah, he's selling Monopoly money.
Selling Monopoly money. I saw once that someone had paid a lot of money for Monopoly money. Like, it was like from one of the original Monopoly sets, like the first print of Monopoly, the game. And the cash is selling for like 5 times, like, the value that was printed on it or something like that. Like a $20, you know, one of the $20 bills for the Monopoly game was going for $100 US or something. I was like, are you kidding me?
Were they even in color in the original game?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think they would be. I don't think they really did colored paper back then. It must have been really expensive. unlike now.
Not that long. I don't think so. That long ago. Yeah.
That game's old, isn't it? Old? Isn't it like 100 years old or something? How old is Monopoly? It's got to be like 75 years old.
Oh, it's probably at least the first one.
Manhouse Radio here.
What's up, man?
What's going on, brother? Man, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm not bad. A little bit of technical issues, but it wouldn't be a show without technical issues or Milkman mumbling.
That's true.
That's right, man. That's right. Any developments on the prank call front? You've been doing any prank calls lately?
I took a break, dude. I took a break. I mean,
it's good to take a break.
Every now and then I get drunk and call people.
He just got out of jail.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
About it.
Maybe you get drunk and call people. That's cool. You ever try a cop syrup? You ever try that codeine kind of stuff? What do you do? You just drink, right? You don't do anything.
What, syrup, lean. You talking about like syrup and stuff?
Scissorp, syrup,
yeah,
the purple drink.
I kind of did some of that a little while ago.
Holy crap! Really? Does it just slow you down? I mean, what's the deal with it?
Yeah, it's like really. Like, if I lay down right now, I'd probably fall asleep.
Okay, cool.
Just try to stay up.
Cool. To be honest with you, I get kind of secretly happy when I do get sick, because that means I get to take NyQuil, and I always take, like, 3 or 4 times the doses you're supposed to take, so it knocks me out. But damn, don't I wake up not remembering that night and not suffering. At least I get the sleep I need, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You want to do some prank calls?
Sure, man.
Mr. I'm on a break. I'm on vacation. I'm retired.
I haven't done any calls in a while.
Give me a type of restaurant or a type of business, and I'll see what we got here, because I got a whole bank of numbers from the past, blasts from the past. I mean, you can pick. I got Russian restaurants here even right now.
Call whatever, man. Just give me something good.
All right, we're gonna call Katningen. Let's call a Russian restaurant right now, huh?
Okay.
Let's see what Russia has to offer us tonight. What kind of sport are you, an NBA man at all, or what's your deal? Anything?
I like women's volleyball.
Okay, cool. So the Olympics must be very big for you then.
Yeah, I love the Olympics.
Right,
I just
cool.
like seeing women, period.
Okay, nothing
half
wrong
naked
with that.
On TV, good.
Good deal.
No pay-per-view pay. It's great.
Okay, we got the, and I lost it already, this is Katia's Russian restaurant. I'm sorry, Katia's Russian Tea Room and Restaurant. This is in San Francisco, California, one of the most liberal cities in the world. Well, in the country at least. The most liberal, if not outside of Hawaii. Katia's Russian Tea Room. You ready?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, me too. All right, let's do that. Where's my music at? Hang on. Oh, shit. I'm already screwing it up, Milkman. Milkman's supposed to be ready with the music. Could you play it, please?
Perhaps you will believe the million feet of film that's been taken above Mexico City and various other... If you...
Good evening, Katia. May I help you?
Hello, yeah. How you doing, baby?
All right, thanks.
I have a question.
All right. What's up?
What kind of food y'all got over there?
Oh, man, I'm kind of busy right now.
You busy?
You know, what the fuck was that about? Jesus, that wasn't a real Russian anyway. It was like an effeminate white guy.
That was a douche.
Yeah, it was a douche.
He was a douche.
You hear the answer to the phone all like, whoa.
You're like, huh?
Whoa. I'm kind of busy right now.
Call to those restaurants right
to
now.
To place a call, press right,
we're
please
the
enter
Russian
your
Georgia
destination number,
hey.
Starting with the area code, followed by the pound sign.
I just want to piss somebody.
Restaurant, W.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, how you doing tonight, sir? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. What kind of food y'all have down there?
Georgian and Russian.
You have what? Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, you have Russian food?
Yes, sir.
Okay, look, I'm gonna give you the skinny. Me and my wife are celebrating our 60-year anniversary tomorrow, and I want to come in. I want to buy out the whole restaurant for my wife for her anniversary gift.
You want to what?
I want to buy out your whole entire restaurant. I want everything in there. I want the people and everything. And I'm actually going to have it transported to my backyard.
I see. I will...
How much would that be?
Tomorrow. Call me tomorrow and we will talk about this.
No, we can talk business right now.
No, I'm not prepared for this.
You're not prepared for what? What, you don't want money? You like being broke?
I'm not selling the restaurant.
Okay, can I buy a
Thank
share
you
then?
Much.
I want half the restaurant. And half
we
your
not
staff.
Selling even half.
And I want half your menus.
Even a quarter. Okay?
What do you owe? Oh, for a quarter?
For you to
I'll give you 50 cents.
Very good. Okay?
I have a question.
You don't have any questions. Goodbye.
Yes, I do, damn it. What the fuck is in your ass, huh?
What the fuck is in your ass? You tell him, man. You should have told him it's a hostile takeover.
I couldn't say the FBI. That would have been great.
Oh, man.
This is like the American borough of restaurants.
All right, let me think here. What else can we call? What kind of restaurants? We've done Russian. We've done Indian. What's kind of Thai? What about Thailand?
Oh, shit.
Let's check out Thai restaurants here. Yum Yum Thai Takeaway. Thai Beer and Restaurant.
Do it up.
All right. The Thai Beer and Restaurant there in Salem, Oregon. An Asian woman answered there at 11:25 p.m. in March of 2007. Wow, okay, almost two... oh, you know what? Yeah, look at that.
You know what?
2 days
to date. I seriously want to do a show again.
You should.
I should.
Slacking.
Really
slacking, man. Get on our network, man, and we'll you got a place to do it if you want to do it. You let me know, and I'll make it happen. You know what I mean?
All right, man.
Okay. Ready for the Thai beer and restaurant?
Yeah, give it to me.
Stay the next one after this. I'm going to burn you out, my friend. We got a request here from Mr. Pedro.
Tiber Lancaster, how can I help you?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Good.
Hello? Can I get your name, please?
I'm sorry?
Can I get your name?
This is Tiber Lancaster.
I'm quite aware of that, but can I get your name, please?
Did you want a to-go order?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
I do want a to-go order.
Okay.
What's your name? I would feel a lot
Jason.
More comfortable knowing what your name was.
Jason.
Jason? And
correct.
Who's preparing my food?
That
way I won't feel like I have strangers fucking with my food.
First thing is, bud, you don't need to call here and say curse words.
Curse words?
Yeah, you're cursing on the phone to me.
I didn't mean to, you know, it's...
Okay.
I've had a long day, I'm hungry.
Do you want to pick up a to-go order, or what do you want to do?
Can you read me your menu? Like the specials or something? Because I really don't.
We've got like 90 different dishes, bud.
I want all of them. I want everything.
Okay, you're a smart ass.
You know what? You're a dick. You're a dick.
You called here, bud, with the
you're
attitude,
a dick.
So.
You know what? Take the phone, hang it up, and then shove it up your ass. All right.
To place a call, press 1.
I think he just did that.
To listen to your recorded...
Damn, that's pretty edgy now.
That's about time we got someone really riled up around here. Jeez, everyone's all mellow. What's in the fucking water around this country, man?
I'm the person to do it. I can be a dick.
Yeah. Fuck. You guys, what? Motherfucker. What?
Don't be calling here swearing at me.
Talking like
you
that.
You must be out of your mind.
Motherfucker. Alright, I got a bodega in the Bronx that's run by Pakistanis, as it is maybe a more nicer way to say. Is it bad to say Pakis? Is that like saying the N-word? Do you know Glowworm or Milkman or anybody else? I don't know.
What, Paki?
Yeah, Paki's not
a
bad
man, word. I have a friend, he's actually from Pakistan, it was like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. We call him Al Paki.
And he doesn't care, right? They don't mind it.
Oh, he don't give a shit.
Cool, I'm going to call him and ask about that. Now, what's the little voice, the little kid voice, rather, that you do that cracks me up so much when we do
which
the
one?
Call? There's a little kid who did a roundhouse kick and beat up the girl in the...
Cause, oh, yeah.
Oh, what? I don't know. You do a little kid
Mysterio
voice
kid.
Is pretty funny.
I don't remember it. I can probably pull
you
it out my ass out of nowhere.
All right. Well, we'll try it. I'm going to call and I'm the father and you went down to the bodega and got something
you
that made
Mysterio?
You sick or did something. I'll run with it. But, yeah, try to join in. We'll figure it out, all right?
Okay, all right, we can do it.
Mr. Rurak says it's like calling Spanish people spick. You know what, Mr. Rurak, I don't appreciate you using the S-word in the chat room. This is my show, and I am Hispanic. I'm Latin American, and DJ Glowworm's girlfriend, and soon-to-be fiancé, is Mexican. So we don't appreciate that. No, she's not? Okay.
She's not Mexican.
Oh, okay, well, she's Hispanic.
I'm engaged to a whole different girl now.
Oh, you are?
She's of the Caucasian persuasion.
Oh, really? From the Caucasus Mountains?
Yeah, and I have 2 kids.
No kidding. Well, congratulations,
great.
Man. Good on you, bro.
No, don't say that.
You don't say that, no.
Don't.
No.
You don't even understand how bad things got I did that.
It's a curse. Oh, I can. Well, it's not bad.
Yeah.
You got to be happy. You got a kid.
Hell no. She uses that little term, let. My Ooh. Parents use the word let.
Let?
Yeah, like I shouldn't let you go.
No kidding, really.
Like, it's bullshit.
Wow.
I know.
Well, hey, man.
No congratulations. Just say I feel bad for you. Show me some sympathy.
All right. Well, my sympathies, man. Well, hopefully right. something. Hopefully
your
they.
Condolences. I get it. I know.
Hopefully one of them, you know, becomes an awesome golf player like Tiger Woods, and you'll be good to go. All right. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, they are a stripper. I don't care.
Hopefully. There you go. Whatever it is, as long as they make that cheddar.
Get money.
There you go. All right. And they cut the grass for you by the time they're 10. Put them to work.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be right back with that.
With scissors.
Scissors.
I'm sorry, the number you reached.
Bad number, Pedro, bad number. Work on that. Pedro's double checking that.
He broke it.
He broke it. You Mexican, you spick. Thank you. I'm allowed to say it. I am one. Alrighty then. Alright, so what can we do here? Let's see. Let me think of something. The world's an open oyster. You know who we haven't called in a long time is a Walmart. I don't think we've ever called a Kmart in the show, for God's sake. What about Dominicans? We gotta have something Dominican here. Let's see. Dominican. Nothing. I don't have any Dominicans up in here. No kidding. How about Haitian?
Call some black people.
African. Alright, we'll do that. African. Here we go.
That shit's always fun, man.
Africana Soul Food Restaurant in Jamaica, New York. Jamaica, Queens. Yo, we gotta call that. Hang on. Alright, here we go. The Africana Soul Food Restaurant in Jamaica, Queens. They're on Liberty Avenue. Black woman answer there. Big surprise. Let's try that. Senor Pedro confirming his number was a piece of shit. Thank you, Senor Pedro. No worries. Don't worry about it, my man. It happens. Happens to the best of us.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Damn, Africans never working. What time is it over there? 11 p.m. That's probably why. Let's see what else we got in Africa.
I probably should have hacked the answer machine.
True. Here we go. We got Monroe's Cafe, Cajun, Creole, African, and Jamaican food in California. They got an answer there. It's still early. It's only 8 o'clock over there. They're in La Mesa. Monroe's Cafe. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
We're sorry.
Damn.
You have reached a number that's been disconnected.
Typical African hasn't paid the phone bill. All right, well, that's that. Let's see what else we got here.
Jeez.
Oh, man. Bum night. What we need is a lonesome loser around here. That sucks. No Africa. Let's try jungle. There's got to be something here that's going to hit. No jungle either. Find all. No jungle. Congo. No, that wouldn't be there.
Got any Hawaiian numbers, dude?
Hawaiian numbers. We call Jamaica. Let's see what we got in Jamaica numbers here.
Rasta.
Mama Jamaica's Cafe, Joe Universal Jamaican Restaurant in Los Angeles on Rodeo Road. Now, let's try that. Joe Universal Jamaican Restaurant.
Okay.
All right, they're on Rodeo. Where's that at, Milkman? Isn't that over there where all the gays hang out in front
of
the B&B?
Right next to Hollywood.
Nollywood.
Next to Hollywood, man. Rodeo Drive.
All right,
man.
Good deal. Awesome. Let's do it. Oh, that's where all the prostitutes are. That's where Eddie Murphy got busted, you know, for trying to solicit a transvestite, and no one ever wants to talk about it. Like it never happened. Well, I forget, but I don't forget. This one's got a hit, man. This has got to be a hit.
I'm going to have to look up some numbers right here in town, dude. Hold on.
Jeez, man, this is horrible. Okay, we got Victor Malakas. Just confirmed. This is from Nunu. He's been sending in numbers. We haven't been paying attention. Now, Malakas is a curse word in Greek. He's got a big thing about Malacca now. Let's see. An angry old guy answered. No kidding. Okay, let's see. We got an angry old guy. Kimberly Liner. Kimberly S. Liner in Illinois. An angry old guy answered, not sure if it was Kimberly's number because she lives alone, but if it is, she has been dumping adult diapers near a lake and throwing them out of her car. What? Where'd you get that from?
Oh, good God.
Good, are you for real?
Shit.
Take your sources, Nunu. Where'd you get that from? Is that from the Post? I mean, is that a legitimate? Is that the Inquirer? Okay, so apparently this lady, Kimberly, has been caught dumping adult diapers near a lake and throwing them out of her car. What is wrong? Glomer, there's cycle people out there that they're so paranoid they won't shit in their own toilet because they think people are looking at it or going through it.
Really?
Oh, God, there's crazy people. Oh, heck yeah, man. Yeah, that's crazy. All right, I got to give her a call. Well, give the angry guy a call. Kimberly Liner. Oof, man. To use an adult diaper, too. I really hope that... What is it, an old lady? That'd be funny. Was this some old lady who was doing it? But I got a feeling it's not an old lady. I think it's like a probably like a lady in her 40s or something like that, just going through some kind of midlife crisis. Crazy woman. All right.
That's nasty shit.
All right. You want to try that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go, man.
Milkman sending in numbers also. Thank you, Milkman. Everyone else stand by. Zola sending in a number. Whoop.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Message to Kimberly, please.
What?
May I speak to Kimberly?
You've got the wrong number, mister.
Who is this?
Hey. Who in the hell wants to know?
Me! Bitch, who else is asking you?
You've got the wrong number.
You know what? You got the wrong fucking attitude.
I'm gonna call him right back. Fuck that guy.
Oh, dick.
What the fuck's he think he is?
Being all Mr. Boss Hog on the phone and shit.
Yeah, Boss Hog.
Who are you to ask me? Motherfucker.
All right, we got... Before we do that...
To place a call, press 1.
Oh, fuck, let's call her back
to
first.
To listen to your recording, please enter your destination. Now, please enter the number you wish to display on caller ID. To use your normal voice, press 1. To use your normal voice, press 2.
You there?
Oh boy.
I fucked up the spoof number. It's coming up a digit short.
Hello?
Hey, that wasn't nice, man. Why you do that to me?
Say again?
I said that wasn't very nice. Why you gonna hang up on me? I thought we was cool.
You gotta love that.
Susan.
The Artie hang up over there. Alright, what a prick that guy. Oh, jeez. Don't you hate it? You know, sometimes it's just an accident, but here's a story. A North Arizona woman is accused of dumping used diapers, has been charged with criminal littering.
According, to place a call, press 1.
According to the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office, Kimberly Liner, 43, admitted to a deputy that she occasionally littered Lake Montezuma area roadways with bags of adult diapers over the past few months.
Ugh.
Ugh. The evidence says Liner lives with a disability, explained that she threw out the bags of diapers because the trash containers where she lives were always full. She always claimed there were times it was difficult to walk to the dumpster, it was easier to toss the bags from her car while driving. That's horrible. Her hope was that public road crews would pick up the bags and dispose of them properly. Yeah, so you want them to throw away your shit bags for you. Oh, that's beautiful. I sure they can't wait to get to that stretch of road. Where your nasty ass keeps throwing out your shit, used shit diapers out the window. That's horrible. Why would she do that? Due to the concern regarding her living conditions, they contacted Adult Protective Services for follow-up. They're probably Baker Acted, the woman. Wow. She signed a summons for a pending court date regarding a criminal littering charge. So that's what you get, everybody out there. If you end up having a shit in diapers, please do not throw it out the window. True story, when I was about 16 years old, the septic tank in my parents' house broke down for 3 days, and I had to shit in garbage bags for 2 of those days. And it was quite humiliating, but I had a big backyard and no one could see, so... but literally, I had to shit in a garbage bag. I had to do it twice. I shit in a garbage bag, and I wound up the garbage bag, and I threw it deep into the woods. And then about 2 weeks later, they came to build a house in the woods, and I noticed that where they were cutting down trees and stuff with the machine, there was this big white garbage bag that had been sitting there for a month, and it had like a, you know, Carlito turd in it. And I was freaked out that they were going to find out it was me and stuff. My dad was like, you know, stop being a fag, and they're not going to find out. He always called me rude stuff. He was always like calling me gay. Not like that, but just calling me an asshole. All
right, just confirmed.
He'd always call me a pendejo and stuff like that. Or he said to me, stop being a maricón, stop being a fag. All right, so Milkman, do you want to stay on the line? Or you got time still, man? I was going to do a prank call and let you take a break, and then you can do another one, whatever you... Whatever you're feeling, glowworms.
Yeah, glowworm, man.
I'm going to have them bounced, and I'm about to get ready to go.
Okay. You get ready and go. You have
call
yourself
Asian
a good weekend.
Or this Indian restaurant I'm going to send.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for being on, and don't be a stranger. Let me know about that show. If you ever want to do one, you got a place to do it over here, okay?
For sure, man. For sure.
All right, brother, man. See you, man.
All right, bro. Be easy.
All right, no problem.
That's DJ Glowworm, man. He's a special guest. Madhouse. I call him a member. He's a VIP. Old friend of the show. Milkman, where is the microphone? How close is your mouth to the microphone when you're talking? Tell me. Right now.
Well, I didn't want to be too loud.
Oh, didn't want to be too loud. Didn't want to be too loud, exactly. All right, so what's this, the Ebisu?
Yeah, I got a condenser mic, and it's directional.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure you got a condenser mic. Uh-huh.
Ebisu restaurant in Fountain Valley.
Condenser mierda is what you got.
I do, man.
Condenser mierda is what you had. That's what my mom would say.
Mierda.
Yeah.
And I just confirmed a curry restaurant coming up next, too. I'm going to start confirming right here, man.
Good for you, white man. We're going to call the Ebisu restaurant in Fountain Valley, California, where a girl answered and confirmed. Thank you, Milkman, for that.
She's second Asian.
The only woman, the only race I haven't conquered. I've been with an Arab woman, to be honest, a Middle Eastern woman. She was a Coptic Orthodox Egyptian. She was not.
Oh man.
She wasn't, you know, la 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 la. But she was. She was a Christian, but she's from Egypt. She was quite hot and quite talented. I've been with white women. I've been with black women. I've been with Hispanic women. So, of all the major ones, Asian is the one I've never conquered, and I never will, of course, because I'm getting married. Unless something works out for my bachelor night, you never know. Milkman, you're Asian. Maybe I'll just have you. Maybe you'll give up the Nargis.
Hi.
There you go. All
that's
right.
Up, baby.
Okay, fuck it.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
Speaking of.
Hi, this is Mr. Horowitz. How are you doing?
I'm sorry?
Hi, this is Mr. Horowitz. How are you doing?
Good.
I have a complaint to make.
Okay.
All right, someone came over here and flushed half a sub down my toilet. Half a turkey sub down my toilet, and I'm being told as a person who's delivering food from your place.
Okay,
there's a bag sticking out of the mouth of the, you know, the mouth of the toilet where the cocky goes in?
Uh-huh.
The bag is sticking out. It says Subway, and I can see, like, turkey. It looks like turkey. It smells like turkey in there. And I don't think anybody did a number one or a number two. I think the person that came in and delivered said he had to use the toilet, and then he tried to flush down this half a sandwich. It was half a Subway sandwich, and it's halfway in and halfway out, and it's if I try to flush it again, I know it's going to go over. So you need to send the guy over here to take out the sandwich, because I'm not putting my hand in that. I don't know what he did. I don't know if he put drugs in a sandwich and was trying to get rid of it. I don't appreciate that. This isn't your dumping ground, and we're not mules here.
Okay, can I transfer to my manager?
What is your manager's name?
He's next to me right now, so...
Is it a man or a woman?
A man.
Okay, that's good. Good. Thank you. I would prefer to talk to a man.
Okay. Hold on just a second.
Thank you, sir.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Good.
Okay, I wanted to make a complaint. I have half a turkey sub that someone flushed down the toilet here in my house that was delivering something. Everyone is telling me that
the wrong number.
The person that came to deliver tried to flush down half a turkey sub from Subway. It's sticking out.
You got the wrong number.
What do you mean I have the wrong number? We order food from here. Check your caller ID.
A turkey sub?
No, you don't have a turkey sub. The man brought with him some stuff, and it looks like he had a turkey sub sandwich that he brought with him, and he said he had to use the bathroom, and what he did was he tried to flush the toilet down the toilet, and it got halfway in, and it's in the, you know, the mouth of the toilet where the cocky goes in? You know, when you flush the toilet, that goes down the mouth, you know, in the bottom of it, in the bowl?
What are you talking about? I don't understand.
Do you know when you use the toilet, you know, when you flush it, it has the hole where it goes down, you know, the number one, number two?
Yeah.
Okay, well, inside there, the Subway, it's a half of a turkey sub because it looks like it's coming apart and there's turkey all over inside of it. But, like, the bag, it went through and then the bag is just sticking out, like the empty half, and the other half is halfway stuck inside. And I'm not about to stick my hand in there to come and get it out. So either you yourself or someone else needs to get over here and take it out. And I've got, like, I got cleaning gloves here, and you can bring a pair of tongs or whatever you got to do to get it out. But I'm not going to stop. I don't clean messes up here, you know. My mother doesn't live here. I take care of, you know, we have a rule here in this house that when we make a mess in the bathroom, when we make a mess in the kitchen, when we make food, if we make eggs in the morning, when we crack the eggshells, son of a bitch, I don't have the wrong store. I'm going to call him right back and explain more.
To place a call, press 1. Please enter your...
Ask to speak to Kazuo. He's hot. Kazuo. I just confirmed another restaurant here, Lucille's, for you. Some hot chick just answered.
Who's Kazu? Hello. Hello, please.
Kazu.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, we seem to have been disconnected. Who am I speaking with, please?
John.
Is this the manager?
Yes.
Well, what's the problem with you? Why are you sounding so paranoid? Because you know someone did something, right?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
A gentleman from your place came to deliver food and flushed something down the toilet and it messed up the toilet. And he didn't use the bathroom like a number one or number two. So I'm questioning, why was he trying to flush things down my toilet?
Where are you located at?
I made the order. I'm in Fountain Valley on 182... Church Meadows Drive. 182 Church Meadows Drive.
Okay, and...
Made an order.
I don't deliver anything, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I think you do, sir, because when I called in earlier, the lady said, offered me either pick up or delivery, and I said delivery, and the man came over here and he flushed something down the toilet. So if you're trying to protect him because you know he was doing something, you need to let me know now or it's going to be double trouble on you.
You
need to be fucking honest with me right now, sir. Tell me the truth, because, you know, we learned when we read Berenstain Bears that when you don't tell the truth, that it's in the end of the story. You find out, had you told the truth from the beginning, it would have been a lot better and you get in trouble, but you could still play in a soccer game. Son of a bitch. Who's the owner of this restaurant? Because obviously I'm just speaking to some woman here or some subordinate. Is there? I don't want to talk to subordinate. So put someone else on the phone, please.
No, tough luck. I don't know.
When do I call back to speak to the real manager? All right, we'll call again. I don't give up, guys. I'm defending you.
To place a call, please enter your destination number, starting with the area code,
for you.
Followed by the pound.
Thank you for calling Los Feliz Smokehouse Barbecue and Catering in Torrance. This is Joanna. How can I help you?
May I speak with Kazuo, please?
Who?
Kazuo.
He's actually not working right now.
Oh, my God. I just keep getting the runaround everywhere I go. I just want someone to come over here and fix the mess that they did. Do you know what's going on? Have you been advised of the mess that this person made over here in my house? This is horrible.
That we've been leaving messages to your house?
Someone came over here to put something in my toilet and it messed it up. It's like a sandwich in a bag. It's like half of a sub sandwich and there's like bread and turkey and like pickle particles all over in the side of the toilet. I'm not sticking my hand in there to get it out. And the manager over there, like, threatened me. He hung up the phone on me. He doesn't want to help me out. What the heck is going on?
And you, I don't know. Did you want to talk to a manager?
Yeah, I would love to. I would really love to because I'm so frustrated right now.
Okay, hold on a sec.
I just realized I'm calling a different place, but what's wrong with it? This is Lucille's Smokehouse. This milkman doesn't know how to send numbers right.
Thank you for holding. This is Tim. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Look, all I know is I've been calling around and around. I've asked several times to speak to a manager, and your staff keeps blocking me, saying that you're in a meeting. I asked what kind of meeting. They won't tell me what kind of meeting you're in. I question that you... Were you even in a meeting, sir?
When was this?
I just tried calling less than an hour ago. I've been trying to get through. People keep telling me, oh, the manager's in a meeting. And I said, well, who can I call for? When can I call back? And I said that I'll have to call back later. They wouldn't give me a commit time. They wouldn't give me a case, a ticket number, anything like that. Someone came over here and flushed...
Okay, and what? Tell me what had happened today for you.
Someone came over... Someone flushed half a turkey sub in the toilet, okay? And I'm not sticking my hand in there to get it out. And the bottom line is someone needs to come over here from your staff. I don't have a problem letting you guys use... You know, I have, like, one of those cleaning gloves and all that stuff. But you people need to make this right. It's not right that you people come over here...
You said it's a turkey sandwich in your toilet?
Half of a turkey sandwich in the toilet. Like, the bag is sticking out, and inside is a sandwich.
And
I could tell...
It says Lucille's on it?
I'm sorry?
It says Lucille's on the bag?
Yes, this is disgusting. This is... People, you don't do this to... Did they... I mean, on that question,
I do apologize, but, we don't even have a turkey sandwich on our menu.
Well, it's some type of sandwich. Something I'm not sticking my hand in there is the bottom line. So whoever did this, whoever brought this over here and did this, needs to come over here and make it right. Needs to fix it. You don't do this. This is not right.
I definitely apologize. What was your name?
This is a shelter over here. This is Valente, and we don't appreciate people coming over here and damaging our property with your.
I don't know how how a sandwich ended up in your restroom, but our employees, they don't go, if they want to take food to go, they'd have to buy it. I don't know if one of your guests or something. I don't know.
Well, they're not guests. I mean, they're victims. But the bottom line is, someone over here, someone flushed this, whatever it is in this bag. Inside the toilet, it's messing it up, and I'm not doing it. I'm putting my foot down, sir. This has your name on it. You people need to come down here and make it right. As far as I'm concerned, you people made this damage.
And you say you work for a shelter?
That's right.
And what was that shelter's name?
All Souls Shelter. Someone came over here and flushed this.
And can you spell the name for me, please?
All A L L Souls S O U L.
All Soul S O U L.
S.
Hold on 1 second. Let me move.
Tell those people to shut up in the back. Damn it! We're only getting somewhere over here. Talking to some Americans now. That's why. Talking to good white people.
Okay, and you said that was All Soul.
What is with all the noise in the background?
You know, it's 8:30 on a, we have a party of 40 in our bar, and we have guests in our lobby waiting to be set.
Can you just ask him, I don't mind holding, can you ask him to keep it down just for a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I actually just asked him that same thing.
Oh, that's good. That's very polite. Thank you. I appreciate it. Sounds like they are.
No, you got it. And it was All Soul Shelter?
All Souls, damn you. It's plural. S-O-U-L-S.
Okay.
Who's the owner of this outfit? Because I can't keep talking to subordinates like I've been talking to all night.
No, Craig Hoffman is the owner.
Put me through to him. You can transfer me through him right away, because I'm not dealing with it. I'm not putting my hand in the toilet again. Your stuff damaged the toilet. You people need to come here and fix the toilet. That's it. That's bottom line.
I do apologize. I don't know how it ended up in your facility.
Well, obviously someone went to your restaurant and bought it and flushed it down the toilet. That's all it is.
I do apologize. I can give you our corporate office's phone number. But, if a customer, did someone walk in?
Honestly, I think that someone went into your place and bought some food and then tried to flush it down the toilet here, so.
Well, why wouldn't they, I don't understand, why wouldn't they eat their food?
Well, because they're disgusting people. They're sick. They're sick in the head, these people that sleep here. They're not all there. Some of them do drugs. Some of them are child molesters. We don't know half the stuff that's going on here. Regardless, you need to come over here and get this stuff off our property.
No, I definitely apologize, but I can tell you, I can't send somebody over there,
Well, you're stuck.
Don't have
your name is all. I'm gonna take pictures and send them to the newspaper because, as far as I'm concerned, there's damage. Someone has vandalized our property here, and your name and your logos are all over it, and your information.
No, and I definitely apologize for any inconvenience that has happened. But, as far as, keeping track of all of the takeout customers or, what people do with their food once they leave the building, it's entirely up to them. I don't know why this doesn't make sense. They'd flush a sandwich down the toilet.
Well, the people are sick. They're sick people. And your employees there obviously say, how are you going to release food to people like that?
Well, you know what? We're gonna anyone order takeout, we don't know their, like, mental capacity before we're selling them.
There's a responsibility that you have to have. Would you let a mentally impaired person, you know, sit down on a blackjack table and gamble?
No, but it, I mean, if the
well, what's going on here? You're giving out, you know, large bags of food with your names all over it, advertising. Look, this is what we do.
Do you happen to have? Is there a bag or any type of receipt or guest number on there? Anything that is traceable or trackable?
I'm sure there is inside, but I'm not going to go. I'm not sticking my hand in there. It has germs.
I don't have the liability, you know, to be sending someone out. I don't even have like a plumber or mechanic or anything like that. All of my employees that work just work in this restaurant. You know, I don't have any employees like leave on duty and go anywhere.
I'm not asking you to put anybody on leave. I'm just asking you to come retrieve the property that is here on my property and is causing damage to our property.
You know, I can take down your name and number and have someone contact you. But you know, at this
you know
point,
what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna take down your name and number, and I'm gonna make a lawsuit, and I'm gonna include you in the lawsuit that I create for the damage that's going on here. This is horrible.
Okay, and what was your name?
Have you ever heard of the good, you know, like a Good Samaritan law? You know, where you're supposed to, you know, you when you see a moral responsibility, you're supposed to follow through.
No, and I do understand what you're saying.
Come get your this. There's a sandwich inside my toilet here that has your name on it.
I don't know how that sandwich got there.
Well, you get it out.
I don't have.
Let's not dwell in the past. Let's dwell in the future. I need you from Lucille's to come get the bag that says Lucille's on it. Is your property? You people bought it. You people ordered it originally. You people prepared the sandwich. You are the people who need to come and clean this. You need to mop the floor over here and make sure that the toilet is flushing like new. Because the last time I used the toilet flushed just fine. I need you to send whoever it is over there.
And what was your name again?
This is Valente.
Valente?
Valente Garcia.
And that's Valente Garcia.
That's right, Valente Garcia.
What was the contact phone number where you can be reached?
407-459-4534.
That's
right.
And once again, can you say the name of the establishment I have so far is All Souls? What is the last word?
All Souls Men's Shelter, DBA Valente and Associates.
Men's Shelter. And you know what, Valente? I'm really sorry.
DBA Valente and Associates.
Mm-hmm.
This is horrible. Yeah, this is disgusting damage, and someone could get sick in here. Someone could slip down and fall down in the toilet.
You know, and I do apologize.
We have one toilet for 42 men and 5 staff. That's all we have here, sir. So I'm gonna go around. What is your name? What is your name?
My name is Tim. T-I-M.
I'm gonna go around and tell everybody. I wish I could say you folks can take a shower and use the toilet tonight, but Tim said you can't. This is Tim. And this is his phone number.
Mr. Valente, before you start saying that, I'm just letting you know, I want to help you out, but...
Okay,
you know,
cool,
so... You know, if we sold a sandwich to somebody, you know, they pay for it, and it becomes, you know, their property. They pay for it, we give them receipts. You know, what they do with their sandwich is up to them. I don't know, you're saying, like, someone went into your bathroom, just opened up a takeout order that they had paid, you know, $20 for or something, and then just tried to flush it down the toilet and leave?
No, they did.
Like, I don't...
They did do that, and it doesn't make any sense, and that's why I'm saying I have suspicions that, you know, that is not what's going on here. There's something else afoot here, sir. But I'm not going to be able to track down the guy who did it, so no one here is talking.
You know, I'm sorry, no one's
so
there talking.
Come get your shit. Come get your shit.
Unfortunately, sir, Mr. Valente, that's not something that I can do. You know, first of all, for our insurance, you know, we're only insured on our own property. You know, and I'm really sorry for your.
Oh, what's gonna happen, Tim? What do you think is gonna? Someone's gonna fall in the toilet and drown, Tim.
Well,
I mean,
I'm not really sure. You know, if I wish I could help you out, but. you know, I can't leave the restaurant where I am to, you know, try and take care of a half a sandwich that is down the facility. You know, I don't
know.
Down
the toilet. You can say
someone,
toilet.
Someone has obviously done that at your facility, has physically done that. Someone has had to. And I know the sandwich was sold from here, but, you know, like what people do with their, you know, I want to come and help you, but, you know, I don't. It's not like I have a plumber on call that I can just send to you.
Well, who's your plumber?
Our corporate office is... We don't have a plumber. We have people in house, you know, our back of the house maintenance people. But it's
You go. Well, that's. You know, that's. I think that's the best route we got to go.
Mm-hmm. And he went home at 6:30 today. They work mostly in the morning.
Are you talking me down? Are you talking me down, sir?
I'm not talking you down.
I just wanted to clear up that you're not talking me down. You're not talking me down, are you, sir? Tim.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. We're on the same page. You're not talking me down.
No. Definitely not talking you down. You know, I understand what you're saying has happened, but I'm trying to explain to you that, you know, I don't have anybody to send over to come fix you. You know, even if I did, you know, if someone injured themselves on the way to your facility, then, you know, it would be an insurance liability.
Let me tell you something, sir. If, let's say, if I come in and I just flush half a sandwich down your toilet there and it gets backed up, what is going to happen? What would you say to me? What if I did that and I came out and said, hey, by the way, I just went in there, I flushed my meal down the toilet and it stopped at the toilet. Thank you. Anything else?
I'd ask them. I'd ask that customer why they did that, and then I try and.
Well, because you did it to me.
Fix the facilities. Well,
I'm not gonna fix it. No. How am I gonna fix it? You know, if I do it to you, I'm supposed to fix it. But you do it to me, and you're not. Oh, I wash my hands, and the insurance, and the policy, and this and that, and this lawsuit, and the gasoline, and the gotta pay for the fuel charge. Come on. This is horrible.
No, and you know, Mr. Garcia, like I said, I apologize. But at this point, you know, it's not like I could send somebody over there to remove a sandwich from a toilet that someone had flushed down, you know. It's not, you know, no one from our work, like, went there and did it.
But someone made it. Someone made the sandwich. Someone released it to the customer. In your revelry, I mean, in a bag with your livery on it, and this person took it.
I leave my note. Mike Allen is our general manager. You know, at this point, I can't send someone out tonight. It's just not something I can. I don't have the manpower. It's just not something I can do. You know, I can pass the information along to my superiors, and, you know, the general manager's already left for the day. You know, Mike can call tomorrow.
Well, you let him know that we're not touching this. This is staying like this right here. So you folks, send a plumber. Why don't you just call a plumber? Send him over. Send over the plumber. Call a plumber for me. Can you call over a plumber and send him over, please?
Unfortunately, no. I would need to, you know, check it with my.
Well, how am I
going to
fix
manager?
This? I mean, they got people got to use it to make a toilet.
You know, and I understand people need to use the toilet, but, you know. At this point, you know, there's nothing I can do. I can't send someone over there to remove it from you, to remove it from your facility.
Did
you
just make a sexual advance towards me?
No, sir, I'm not making a sexual advance towards you. You know, now it's starting to seem like you're getting a little silly.
Well, I'm just trying to find an angle. What is your angle, sir, really?
Well, I'm not angling anything, but, you know, when you start...
Is there a man I can speak with?
A man? My name is Tim. I'm a male.
Well, I mean, a woman can be called Tim also, but...
Yeah, well, my name's Tim. I'm the only manager that is here. Like I said, I can pass you along to Mike Allen. You know,
there's no other men there that I can speak with? Maybe who made the sandwich?
Who made the sandwich?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly.
Could
it
you maybe
when
call...
It was ordered.
Tell you what, let's call a staff meeting. Put me on speakerphone. We'll call a staff meeting real quick, and we'll find out who made the sandwich. And maybe this isn't your problem. Maybe this is all my problem. But I don't know until we call a staff meeting.
All right, you know what, Mr. Valente? I have all your information down.
No, call a staff meeting, Tim. Call the staff meeting and ask who made the sandwich. Do it, Tim.
Okay, well, I don't really understand.
Come on, Tim.
Who made the sandwich?
Someone made the damn sandwich over there. What
do
you people made the sandwich?
We have lots of cooks.
Oh, so no, what? You're going to, you know, just block the firewall. Tim, the firewall here. The wall, the immovable object.
I'm just... All right, well, Mr. Valente, I'm sorry you feel this way. I'm going to leave this information for Mike, the general manager.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to find the real culprits behind this crime.
No,
I'm
going
to work hard to find the real people, and I've taken pictures. I'm going to call Bob Morton. I'm personal friends with Bob Morton when the new solvers. I'm going to let them know what's happening here. And I hope, Tim, I hope that they don't come down there with their cameras to ask you questions, Tim.
Yeah, but honestly...
Oh, I forgot. Don't worry.
It's the real question is not who made the sandwich, but who took the sandwich and went to your facility and did
and who made the
did
sandwich
in your restaurant.
And who made the sandwich? And
who made the sandwich? One of our cooks
there you go.
Probably did.
There you go. There's the source. You got to get to the root to the fruit, man. The root of the, you know, from the root to the fruit.
All right.
Whatever.
All right. Well, like I said, you know, I'm
don't worry.
For Mike.
Okay, Tim. You know. I know you people. I know how you people are, Tim. That's fine.
Okay.
Thank you, Tim. I know how you people are.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you. You have yourself a great night, sir. You have a blessed night, asshole.
Jesus Christ! Shut up already, Tim. Fucking too nice. How much can a guy...
I have a shitload of numbers I just confirmed, man. They're awesome numbers, bro.
Yeah, I saw you doing that.
Okay. I got an Indian restaurant, kebab curry, and an Indian guy answered... Okay, you talked to Lucille. Moo's restaurant, a young English-speaking guy answered.
Okay.
There's also Piggy's Charburgers, a nice young girl answered. And here's
Piggy's.
A funny one. Sook Sanjong restaurant... Korean accent, older woman answered.
Yeah. You know who should call in is Maven. I want to hear what Maven has to say about the show. That'd be kind of cool. We never heard
Maven,
from Maven before.
Baby.
But in the meantime, I got to take a break.
Maven's my girl, man.
All the sandwich talk, man, has got me hungry.
There's a bunch of confirmed numbers right there, right here in town, that are going to be open for a while, Hermano.
That's fine. We'll give them a call. Don't worry, man. We'll get to brother.
I've been confirming like a little home.
Okay, good. Thank you, Milkman. Good Milkman. That's good. Good for you. Good Milkman. Okay. Thanks, man. They look like good numbers. They look promising. I appreciate it, my brother.
Hollywood needs to call in, too.
Hollywood. That motherfucker, Hollywood. All right. When we come back, we're going to be calling those numbers again to recap what Milkman just mumbled.
Raven, honey, you call in, too, baby.
Piggy's Charburgers. They're where a nice young girl answered. Sook Sanjong restaurant. Korean restaurant, Milkman says. And Moo's restaurant, M-O-O, like the cow. Moo. Moo. We'll be calling them next. More numbers from Nunu also to get to. Of course, your requests also when we come back. We've had requests coming in.
The guy was good on kebabs curry.
We're going to clean out the requests from the last 2 weeks that have come through in the request of prank section. Be sure to visit our website, madhouselive.com, where you can subscribe to our podcast, check out our prank calls, and check out our forums. Stuff like that. A lot of stuff to do there. Hollywood Vanya also. We're going to get him to call in, hopefully. We'll see about that when we come back. When we come back, folks, don't worry. Give me about 5 minutes, as I said. Thank you very much for hanging in there through the rain and the pain. We're doing quite just fine tonight, I think. I don't think we're doing that bad. Anyway. 11:52 p.m.
You're kicking ass, man.
It's Thursday, March the 12th. God, we're just burning through the time, man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, ringing in Friday
that
when we come back after this.
It was pretty awesome.
Whatever.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Yeah. And you say Shy City. Shy City. Shy City.
I'm coming home again.
Ryan.
Do you think about me now and then?
Yeah.
Do you think about me now and then? I'm coming home again.
I met this girl when I was 3 years old. And what I love
most, all right.
So much so, she said,
hey, we're about to. Kebazo. Kebazo. Carlito's back. We're going to wrap it up.
Yes, your manito's back.
I've got just about midnight here, so it's almost Friday. We made it, everybody. End of the week. March 13th it will be, in about less than 60 seconds.
We've broken through, man.
Yep.
There's a light at the other side of the tunnel.
Big what's up to everybody in the chat room tonight. Kokanee Hollywood Vanya. Hopefully he'll be calling in soon. Nunu, sending in numbers. Venison is in the house.
Call in too.
Venison Meat in the house. Mikey129 Maven. Baz Brandon Vegas, who just added me, finally got a Twitter account. Welcome to the world, sleeping man.
Rip Van Winkle. Tweety Twitter.
Milkman, you gotta get a Twitter account, man. What's wrong with you? That's where it's at. Catching me at,
what the hell do I do with that thing, man? Everybody wants to know what I'm doing. I'm on Glasses Milk number 25.
I don't know. I'm Madhouse on Twitter. Twitter.com/Madhouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
awesome, dude.
Twitter is just all that shit, though.
We have a call.
Hello,
Twitter bird.
Can I have radio?
Yes, begin.
This is Maven.
Hey, what's up, Maven? I gotta say hello because when we get callbacks, I don't. Girl. If it's a number I don't know, I don't know if it's someone calling back, so I want to make sure
right.
I can
girl,
get
Maven,
to hear the prank.
Baby.
I just found. Hey, Maven, check it out. I just found out the Lucille's restaurant, the sandwich down the toilet, the guy called back on the break. Trying to see if they left a voicemail. We're trying to check that out now. What's up with. How long did you find us in a podcast, or how did you find Madhouse exactly?
I don't know. I think I was just browsing around the net, and I just happened upon. I'm clicking on everything.
Okay.
Everything I know.
Okay.
Madhouse. Fort. Chuckle every Thursday.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. It's good to have you around. Yeah. They did call. They left a 0-second voicemail, so they hung right up, bastards. Damn it. Oh, bummer. All right, well, whatever. You know, keep telling your friends. You know, it's weird because it's like we get, I think the podcast so far has been like the biggest gain of like, well, Twitter now is on fire. Have you ever, are you into Twitter at all? Or we were just
no,
talking
not
about
that. Twitter, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. You're more like a MySpace person or a Facebook person?
Nope.
Not even, I can't stand them. I have them for the show, but I don't have personal ones that I don't.
It's just because the MySpace is so
she's
MySpace.
A game
like
girl.
A crash, so instead of scratching it, I just stay away from it altogether.
Okay. Milkman says you're a game girl. Do you game? Are you a gamer?
Yes, I do. I am a gamer.
What do you play? Far Cry? I don't know. I don't even know what's popular anymore.
I do play Far Cry.
Oh, yeah?
Liz is GTA.
Okay.
Just about everything.
Okay.
I'm dipping.
Okay, cool. I gotta get back into the game. I used to be really into it, you know, when I was younger, but I got out of it for like 3 years, and it's like I fell behind. Yeah.
Frogger?
I've just been playing Spore. Oh, I got addicted to Spore again. Like, I started playing when it first came out, got addicted to it, let it go for a while. Yeah, and then I've been playing StarCraft all week, too, because I'm on spring break, and I said, because StarCraft 2 is coming out, and I said, let me play StarCraft 1.
Right.
So I'm going through all the campaigns, slowly but surely. It's good times. Yeah. It's like 97 all over again. It's great.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, Maven. You don't do prank calls. You do prank calls, or are you just like listening
no,
to them?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I suck at it. I wouldn't try.
We'll always throw it on the table.
Listen to you guys do it better.
Awesome. Well, cool. We'll let the pros do it then.
Yes. Please.
Awesome. All right, well, hey, thanks for checking in finally. It's good talking
Thank
to you.
You.
Don't be a stranger. Call in more often, all right?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah,
hey, yes, kids.
All right, bro.
Hey,
talk to you later.
Back anymore.
All right, see you.
Thanks for talking over my joke, guys. I said bro, and she laughed. She thought it was funny. Uh-huh. Women think I'm funny looking.
I know it, man. Frog.
Does kid play Mortal Kombat anymore?
Mortal Kombat. I think that franchise... You know what pisses me off, man? You know what pisses me off? Every year or every other year, a list comes out. Someone out there makes another list. Top 100 video games of all time. And, you know, like, it's usually, you know, Mario Brothers is up there or Zelda... I forget what's usually like number one games. Mario 64 is usually always like the number one of all time. Zelda is always up there too. One of the Zeldas. One of the 64. I think the 64-bit one. Ocarina of Time. I think whatever. You know what never ever gets mentioned on those is Mortal Kombat. The Mortal Kombat franchise I have never seen show up on a top 100 games of all time list. And that's fucking bullshit, man. Because if you're gonna if you're gonna have Street Fighter up there and stuff, you need to have Mortal Kombat. Because Mortal Kombat, it may not have been as good as the Street Fighter franchise, but it was still just as popular, and it was so controversial that
I remember when Mortal Kombat was everything.
Yeah, dude. I remember Mortal Monday when it came out for the consoles, for Genesis, for the Blood Code, and Super Nintendo had the better graphics, but had sweat instead of blood and none of the violent fatalities. I remember I skipped school that day. It was my freshman year of school. I skipped school. I had pre-ordered the first Mortal Kombat at Radio Shack, and they delivered it to my house that day. What? Double Dragon? That's old. Yeah, I remember Double Dragon. God, man, that's some fun,
man,
right there.
That was my fun. That was one. Yeah, you could pick out, you could turn it, and you could fight each other.
At the end, you had to fight.
Up the enemies, and I would like kill the guy.
Yeah. Who were the guys in that?
You could turn that off, and you could fight each other. You know, and you'd be like.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember now.
Oh, yeah, where you could actually hurt each other while you were playing. Yeah, that was retarded.
Yeah. I would like bust a chop, man. It was hilarious. Yeah.
Brandon Vegas is saying the same. Well, Brandon Vegas said he spent a lot of quarters on that. Another, you know, but seriously though, it's not fair that, you know, Mortal Kombat does not get that respect. Mortal Kombat, and it changed the face of video games as we know it, because if it wasn't for Mortal Kombat, arguably we wouldn't have a video game rating system right now. The E for everyone, et cetera, that never would have happened.
That's true.
That was the crux of it. I think someone was calling, and I think I hit on
that
one.
Yeah, that was a turning point, man.
Yeah, it was. The whole controversy with that ended up, like, you know, causing a lot of trouble. Almost banned. They were going to start, you know, IDing people to buy games and stuff, and, you know, places. That would be. Can you imagine having to do that? I don't think they do that now.
Wasn't that? What was the name of that president's wife? Tipper Gore, somebody was pushing that.
Tipper Gore and Joe Lieberman were big on that. Caller, you're on the air.
I like Mortal Kombat, but Donkey Kong was the best game ever.
Donkey Kong, man, was so violent. The bananas, man. What's going on, Dr. Lego?
When Donkey Kong was trying to throw that barrel down at Mario's head, I thought that was very violent.
That's crazy. Is this Dr. Lego or somebody else?
I got a really cool game for idea. I want to take, like, that movie Hostel and make a game out of it.
Oh, yeah, man, with the tying up and all that stuff.
Yeah, you fucking slice the bitch up. Basically that's Grand Theft Auto, but you know what I'm saying.
I jerk off to that movie in the movie theater, man. I go in with a trench coat.
That she was so hot.
Whip it out right there.
Chop that head off.
Oh, hell yeah,
I wish that was me in that bloodbath, man. What,
were you on last night, man?
Nah, dude. Kim was sick. Fucking head. I'm still, dude, getting over being a cold, like, out of cold and shit. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. Did you hear the Zolar show? Zolar was here in studio. You missed it, man. I was expecting
you
to. No,
I didn't hear it. He was down in FLA. Huh?
He was in Orlando.
I got good news for you, dude.
What's up?
I'll be in Orlando in like 2-3 weeks.
No shit, really? You want to do a show? You're going to be here on a Thursday?
Yeah, probably.
Well, hell, you got to come over, man. Do a show. Where you bringing the kids out to Disney? What's going on?
Yeah, something like that. Did you hear Dr. Lego Jr. on Zolar the other night?
No. Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Debut, well, man.
The Prodigy.
Yeah.
Prince Lego. The Prince of Pranks. You're Prince of Pranks. You're the King of Pranks. He's the Prince of Pranks.
You know, not the King. I'm some guy. speaking of the King of Prank Calls, I spoke to Katie K the other day.
Oh, boy, what's that about? What's he need?
Katie K, he's a multimillionaire.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And he's, he's making horror movies. He bought the rights to some horror movies, so he says. And, I'm gonna help him with, you know, make some horror movies.
What rights did he buy? Can I ask? Is it privileged information?
Yeah, he bought the rights to Mother's Day.
Okay.
Great movie.
Okay.
And some shit by the Bay. I don't know the name of it.
Are you kidding? He bought the rights to movies with that money he's getting from his dad.
Correct.
Wow. Okay.
He's going to reproduce them. I think it's a good idea, actually. Mother's Day was a classic.
Yeah, well, I guess if you make them cheap enough, I guess. I mean, he could re-release them all master.
Mother's guy.
Make some money off
of it. Yeah, but, dude, why not redo it and something, you know. He bought the rights, not the I don't think he bought the movie itself. He bought the rights.
Yeah, so he can do whatever he wants. I mean, no, he gets a cut. If anybody wants to make a remake of it, or if he decides to pursue it, or shop it around,
That's what I'm saying.
He just needs to get a movie house to buy. That's all that he's got to do. Buy the rights from him.
I think he's got, you know, he's all hooked in with that Fangora shit. I think he's going to do it, man.
That's cool. Well, good for him, then. Why not?
Yeah.
He was in the chat room here about our last show, incognito, trying to think we didn't know who he was. By the time we checked his IP when he left, and it was him, he was talking shit. It was pretty fun. It was like old times.
I told him, I said, dude, just, you know, chill out and come fucking do a show and stop being a penis.
Just let go.
Who cares?
Well, you see, he needs you now. Now he needs you. He's calling you, but... Who am I to judge?
Whatever, man. I say hello to him every now and then. You know, dude, I got nothing against the guy. He's cool, man. He's all right.
All right, good
deal.
You know,
deal. I mean, see, you know, he stuck his dick in a mangina. So what? You know, what are you gonna do?
In a mutilated penis.
You know, Ron Jeremy sucked his own dick. I mean, what are you gonna do? You gonna fucking blame him his whole life?
Oh man, you got a point. Hey, look. Yeah. What do you think about that May 23rd? I'm thinking about doing a show like in New York or Atlantic City or something like that. You think you could show up and help us out with gear and or at least show up?
I'm going to try, dude. Yeah. I got the computer power. I'm gonna like as we get closer to the date, I'll have a better idea where my life is at.
Okay. All right. So May 23rd. Did you get your save the date yet for the wedding? Did you get the not the invite? But
I didn't get it.
You didn't? You should have. That's weird.
Did you send me an email or a regular mail?
No, it was in a regular mail. You should have gotten it.
Didn't get shit.
Okay, well, you're
unless
definitely...
Unless Kim, you know... Dude, there's problems there right now, which we're going for some count. She doesn't like my girlfriend, and it's a whole thing.
Oh, that's a whole thing. She's jealous with the girlfriend, then. Okay, that's all
right. I told her not to be. I said, it's just a sexual thing. It has no feelings.
Nothing to do. Anyway. There's no feelings. It's just fucking, Kim, don't worry about
it. Exactly.
She's your main girl.
What do you got to worry about?
Yeah, she's your main girl. That's awesome. You want to do a prank call?
Separate the two. Go ahead. Patch me in anything you want.
All right, we're bullshitting here. Well, you tell me, because I got a list of old numbers, because Loser is on vacation tonight. Well, some loser that is. So you got a kind of restaurant you want to call? Mexican, Greek, Italian?
Sure.
Anything or just whatever?
Any of them. I just called for you and confirmed.
Send me any restaurant you want.
All right, let me see. Okay, well, what's his face? Milkman, that guy over here. He's giving me numbers that he wants us to call. And they've actually been working pretty well here. Okay, so we got a Korean restaurant, Milkman. What's the best one out of these? The Piggy's Charburgers? Is that the one you're talking about, Milkman? Little Seal's Barbecue.
That was a nice grill, and there was the... Kebab Curry Cuisine. I'm just saying it again.
Kebab Curry Cuisine.
It's an Indian guy.
Okay, all right. So let me, I think we already called that one, Milkman. But I'm going to call the Korean place, Lego. You ready?
No, we didn't call it. You skipped it.
Sure, I will.
All right, take it away.
Yeah, hey, how you say? How you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up there, Milky Liquor? Listen, I was in there the other day. I got some food. Did you find...
Korean restaurant.
Korean restaurant. I love that food. I fucking love it. I haven't seen my dog since I've ate there, but... All right, listen, I left my cell phone there. Did you find my cell phone?
No.
Yeah, and if you open it up, it had a picture of my cock on it.
No, excuse me, I cannot speak English.
I'm sorry, listen, is Mr. Miyagi there?
Excuse me.
Mr. Miyagi, is he there?
Hello?
Listen, you stupid old fucking bitch, Korean bitch. Is Mr. Miyagi there? Tell me she hung up already.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Mr. Miyagi, how's your fucking cock? Listen, I left my cell phone over there, and my dog is missing.
Who are you?
My name? Jake Ryan.
What?
My name is Jake Ryan. You probably saw me in the movie 16 Candles.
I don't understand, okay?
All right, listen, here's what I'm saying, okay? I'm going to come over there and get some food. I want to pick up some food. I want to place order.
You know this food, MC. Yeah? You want food,
yeah? Yes, this is Korean food, right?
Oh. Yeah, what kind of
so, listen, Mr. Miyagi, here's the deal. I want to place an order, and then I want to get some sucky-sucky with that. Now tell your fucking whore wife to shave that pussy and let me get over there. And listen, while you're at it, shave your asshole, okay?
Hey,
view him out.
Wait a minute. Listen to my friend wants to ask you a question. Go ahead.
Do you have any kimchi? Hello? Bastard.
You hung up already?
He did hung up now. Brandon Vegas is bringing up Killer Instinct. Dr. Lego, you ever played the 16-bit games, or more of a Atari or 8-bit era guy?
Oh, dude, yeah, I played all that. Dude, I started, listen, I don't want to fucking date myself, but I think I remember playing Pong. Okay.
Oh, no kidding. That's the old school right there. Well, you started making it big, and personally, you were selling the first IBM compatible PCs, right? The first time that those started coming out, isn't that how you said you had like
back in the day? That's how we started. Me and my man Bruce out of my dad's my grandmother's old bedroom. We were building PC clones.
Oh shit, Lego.
Let me tell you a story. We put an ad in the Times, mm-hmm. and we sold it. We had cars lining up fucking every day picking these things up.
Your dad,
for half the price.
P. Mavis would have been like, what the fuck is going on? A mafia operation here in the neighborhood. People driving by.
They thought we were drugging, that's for sure.
Hey, since you are coming to Orlando, we definitely need to meet, number one. Number two, you definitely need to autograph my copy of the Gross Tape, man.
Yeah, dude, right. I'll autograph it. You can wipe it on Kim's ass, whatever you want to do.
There you go. All right, we'll pull it between her jigglies.
What's up with this guy, Mr. Rorick?
Mr. Rorick?
Yeah, what's wrong with that guy?
I don't know. He's got a screw loose. He's one of those, you know.
Is he still, like, I mean, he never took the medication, never worked?
Exactly. He didn't turn right in the womb. When it was coming out.
Well, maybe the medication won't work.
Maybe. He was born blue. Is that one of those blue babies, you know, where they got the lack of oxygen when they get born? Breech birth, Mikey says. Exactly. That's the one. Gold star for Mikey. Good work, sir. You figured it out. Good deal.
I think probably what happened was, what his mom was telling me the other night when she was sucking my cock, I mean, I didn't really understand her because she was, like, mumbling.
Right.
But she said something about, you know, she fired him out and he hit the floor or something. But, I you know, he was so fucking, like, you know, messed up with that pussy gel shit, whatever you call
that,
it.
Oh, yeah, that red jelly looking, looks like raspberry jello kind of stuff.
Right.
Jeez, man, yeah, you know, I'm getting married here, going to have a kid. I'm just worried about watching. Do you have to watch the birth these days? I mean, you have kids with Kim, right, or with somebody?
Oh, dude, I got kids probably in, you know, West Coast, East Coast, probably a couple in Europe.
Any port in a storm, huh?
You know, whatever. I got Puerto Rican babies, black babies, you name it.
But seriously,
what do you need to know?
Have you
need
had
some advice?
Have you had to watch the birth, like,
in
when
fact,
you open it
in
up?
In fact, what I'm thinking is probably one of my kids, but I'm not even going to get into that.
No. But sir, do you have to, I mean, do you really have to watch it when it's happening? Like, you got to sit there and watch them cut into it? And
Frank Master's one of his little
kids. Let me tell you right now.
All the mucus and all that?
You want to stand behind the curtain.
Okay. Oh God, that would scare me for life.
You want to stand behind curtain number one, all right? You don't want to be in front of that curtain, because dude, if you're in front of the curtain, mm-hmm. you'll never want to fucking go near pussy again.
Wow.
It could be fucking Erica, and you won't want to go near that pussy. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I gotcha. Erica. Fair enough. All right, man. You want to do one more prank call, or more?
Okay, one more. If it's okay with Mr. Rorick.
Yeah, Mr. Rourke, if it's okay with you, please, because, you know, you're paying the rent over here.
He says I'm not that funny.
Oh, well, you know what?
Big outlaw, he loves me, even though he says, every time I log in, he says, fuck you, Lego.
Yeah, well, that's always nice. Pig Outlaw's got problems
that's,
with me.
That's his way of saying, hey, bro, how you doing?
You know, he says he's a big pig. That's right. You know, Outlaw, me and you, I'm not happy with you until you owe me a public apology for some of the stuff that you've been saying lately about me, and I don't appreciate it, man. It's not... It's very, how do you say, it's not conducive to a positive work environment. You want to call Alibaba Limousine?
Sure.
All right, they are located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Home of my near wedding coming soon. All right, cool. Don't go anywhere, man.
Alibaba.
Yeah, hey, Alibaba Limo?
Yes.
Limousine, hey, how are you? Who am I speaking to?
This is Ali.
Oh, great, great. My name is DJ Anteater. How you doing? I work with, I represent, you know, I work with the American Idol people.
Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with the show American Idol?
Yes.
All right. So, listen, we're coming into town next week to do, you know, to do a little, we're coming into Philly next week to do a little shoot. You know, we have a couple of contestants from Philadelphia. You know, we got that black girl, and we got the what's that guy? That fucking noob guy. That freaking Indian guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're coming in. I got Paula Abdul. She's landing in Philly.
Yeah.
And I need a limousine. Can you hook me up?
Yeah.
All right. Now listen. She doesn't want that fucking like stretch limo shit. She wants the big, you know, like the Suburban, or what do you got? You got one of the big Cadillac trucks?
Yeah, I have
Escalade? You got Escalade? Okay. All right, it's going to be Paula. Now, listen, it's going to be Paula Abdul. So I need a good driver. Who do you got?
Oh, I got our people working for the city.
Yeah, you got a good guy. He's also a bodyguard?
Yeah, they can carry gun, yeah.
All right, now listen, if she, you know, sometimes she gets a little fucked up and crazy. I mean, that's okay, right?
Yeah, no problem.
I need you guys to back me up, because the problem is that I need, you know, if she needs to get laid, dude, your guy has to know what to do. All right, now Mr. Rorick is going to be with her, okay? And if he gets out of hand, you have my permission to slap him in the fucking mouth.
Okay.
All right, because he's out of hand lately. All right, let me put you on with Paula Abdul's manager. His name is Matt Matheson or something. I don't know what's that guy's name. All right, I'm putting him on right now. He's got a good question.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Jack Matheson. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
All right, good. No question. You said that your drivers are allowed to carry guns?
Yeah.
Do they know how to use them?
Yeah.
When it goes down, you know, it's important that they hold steady. I don't want them to pull out their weapons unless I give them permission to do it. Mm-hmm. I get nervous around firearms. One time, this guy was driving me, he pulled down his pants to use the toilet. And the gun hit the floor, and the bullet went off. Went into the skylight, and it broke down. Went in the space shuttle. And then all the oxygen came out of the space shuttle. And then we had to do an emergency landing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to make sure is that you gentlemen have, you know, they have IDs and all that. Like, they have permission, and they're trained in weapons.
Okay.
What about in hand-to-hand combat? Sometimes I like to get into altercations with the drivers, you know, just because I'm Russian. I'm half Russian. I have to get, you know, I like to push them around a little bit, get in their face, slap them in the face sometimes, just get them angry and keep them on their feet.
All right, man, listen. If you're
do you have a... Shut up, listener. Are you in the toilet, by the way? Why is there an echo when you're talking?
Listen, call me in the morning, okay?
Are you in the toilet, sir?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like, what are you doing, number one or number two?
Call me in the morning, man. Okay?
No, I'm going to, it is morning now, it's 12:24 a.m. Do you have a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Put it in your ass and clean it, because it sounds like you're in the toilet making a shit.
Bye.
You see, I heard you, there you grunted. Sounds like the gross tape over there. That was the gross tape, Dr. Lego, I heard it. You heard him, it was like, ugh.
That was it. He hung off. Huh?
Yeah, that's it. Lost a patient. Lego.
Yeah, whatever. You know, you never know how he's gonna go.
Well, you never Everybody know what I'm gonna do. I didn't do that good. I just wanted to talk with my mouth full. I'm eating chicken over here. Lego on a diet. I've gone down one pant size and a half, sir.
God bless you, dude. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. You're gonna look good for this wedding, man.
I'm gonna lose one more pant size, man. I'm gonna be looking good.
Now, are you getting the mohawk, or are you not gonna do it?
I'm not gonna get the mohawk. What are you talking about? A mohawk? Are you crazy? Can't do that.
No, Artie told me you were going to have him get a mohawk for your wedding.
Hell
shave
no.
Shave your balls.
No.
He said you were going to get a mohawk and shave your balls.
I'll shave my balls. Yeah, get a mohawk down there. I don't know.
Dude, you know what happens once you shave your balls, right?
It looks bigger.
No. Well, not only when you shave your pubic hair, your cock looks bigger.
Right.
But you know what happens when you shave your balls for real? You can't ever stop, because once the hair starts growing back in, you're walking around, you know, you're fucking your cock itches all day. You're walking around with, like, all these weird, funny faces,
you know,
people looking at you like, what the fuck is wrong with this asshole?
That doesn't happen to me anymore. You know, at first, I think the first time I shaved that happened, but now, like, I trim, and I might go a few months in between, and it doesn't get that bad. I don't shave bald, though. You don't do bald, do you? Because that's just weird. Men shouldn't just shave it bald. You know, shave it bald. You don't shave it bald. You trim it, right?
Oh, fuck no, man. I Mr. Rorick's mom likes, she likes hair around it.
She likes a little bit of hair, a little mustache on the sides.
Right.
On the shaft. A little bit of dust on it, right?
You know what's funny about Rorick? He talks all this shit, but he doesn't even fucking call in.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey.
Ever.
The challenge is up, man. He should call you.
He's a pussy. He hides behind a fake name and a fake fucking life. He's always on the fucking computer. He's got no fucking life. He's got no money. And he's got no pussy, and it's quite obvious.
Okay. Well, you tell him, Lego.
You just did, as a matter of fact. All right, Lego, I'm going to let you go because I'm going to start wrapping things up here.
Dude, you do the you do kill a show, you know that.
You're
and
mad.
I'm glad you're not in jail. And listen, do me a favor.
Sir.
Get yourself a, for tomorrow, you got to go get a Five and Dime store for like a buck. Get the hockey mask, you know, in honor of Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah. Is that tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. Twice in a month. It's last month we had it, and this month.
Oh, it is. Look at that. It's the 13th. We did have it last month. Then it was.
Yeah,
really
it was.
Sure.
It was last
month.
Yeah,
it doesn't
and
happen
month.
Like that too often.
Yep.
Hey, you know what?
What's up?
Last every 7 years it does that. Last month on the 13th, mm-hmm. it was also Friday.
Yeah, I remember that. I didn't realize it until the end of the night. Someone told me, "Oh, yeah, look at that."
All right, dude, I'm busting you.
Why the 13th anyway? No, that's cool. It's all good, man. I'm just eating. I don't care. You know me. I'm eating. It's Carl Eater.
What
baby.
Kind of chicken you eating? Where'd you get it?
Went to Publix. I don't know if you ever heard of Publix before. It's the best.
No, Publix. You ever hear of Publix chicken? Yeah.
Dude,
Kentucky Fried shit.
No. Publix is a grocery store here that's like heaven. And when you come down to Orlando, I'll take you myself, so you'll see what Publix chicken is like. It's the best chicken. Yeah, but that was a mesquite grilled chicken that I made in the oven. With special
we
machine.
Eat it in public?
Well, it's a public place. You can definitely eat there in public and eat it, yes, sir.
So you can eat public chicken in public?
In public, right. Right. Pubic, even, too. You can put some of that on it, too. But
right.
So, hey, man, for real, man, get with me when you come down. You can come down for the show, or at least maybe
I'll let
hang
you
up.
Know before I'm coming.
I'll buy you some beers or something, right? We'll have fun. We'll kiss, we'll hug, and all that stuff. We'll hold hands and go to
dinner. All that shit.
Dr. Lego, get off my
Dude,
line.
By the way, you lice sold your house when Zola left, I hope, right?
Yeah, yes.
All
right. See you, man. Bye.
See you later.
I like all the house and people from New York come down, man, because they got, like, you know, they live in New York. And I meant to ask Zola about that, because they have AIDS and stuff in New York. They have a lot of AIDS and diseases.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they do.
It's like the capital of AIDS outside of Africa.
They got those Somalis there and shit.
Oh, God, man. A lot of AIDS people. There's probably AIDS all over this house right now. Jonathan's calling in. Speaking of AIDS, he hung up the phone. Fuck you, Jonathan. Fuck you. He's like, oh no, Carl. You don't know.
Hello, it's called Kebab Kirk Cuisine.
Carl Eater knows I have AIDS.
Hello.
Hey, Carlito.
Hey, Jonathan. What's going on? Congratulations.
What are you doing, buddy?
Nothing. I saw you try to call me on Google Talk again.
When's that?
I think it was Monday. It was funny because I had you were calling me on the computer behind me. I was on the laptop, and I heard it ringing, and I freaked out because I was like, where's this ringing coming from? Where it sounds like Google Talk. And I looked all over my computer, and I couldn't find it. And then 2 days later, I saw you try to call me on the computer in the background.
Yeah, I had some issues with Google Talk.
Yeah. Man, Google Talk is coming out with a new Google Voice. It's going to be like Skype, and it's going to be free. It's going to be for everybody. You get your own incoming number, you get free calls to the United States, and you get really cheap calls international. That's coming up in the next few weeks. You should be excited about it. I think it's going to revolutionize prank calls as we see it.
For Mac, too?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's for Mac Talk, but you know what? You need to make the change, or you need to get one of those stupid emulators that lets you use... Windows programs on a Mac.
Yeah, just throw that piece of shit in
Get
Mac
rid of that Mac.
Trash.
Everybody, Jonathan, these people Mac, right? You know, all the
yeah,
time.
Me.
Oh, my Mac
you
and
are.
My Mac. Yeah. I'm Archie Fartsy. I gotta have a Mac.
Know how to use a computer.
Yeah, I stick with XP.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah.
I don't bother with that Mac shit or this.
This is me, both of
you. Shit. Dude, try the Windows 7 shit, though. It's good, man. I'm telling you. You get yourself that Windows 7 free beta. You enjoy it. You hear me?
All
right. I'm telling you, give it a shot, man. You try Windows 7, I guarantee you'll like it. It's like Vista, but it works, man. My recommendation. What do you think about the show so far tonight? Kind of right? We had some good angry calls to the Lucille Barbecue. I think that worked out. What's calling you in the background there, Jonathan? Is that Cheese Boy?
No, I'm a Skype call, but I got the mic muted.
Okay. Do you still have your router set up on a travel alarm that it goes off, turns off automatically on you every day?
Oh, I'm actually at my own place now. That was when I was at my dad's place.
Okay.
I have my own connection now. It stays on until I go to bed.
Well, good.
I turn it on when I wake up, and I turn it off when I go to bed.
So is that your modem that you hang up, that you turn off, or just your router?
I turn everything off. I got a cable modem, a hub, and a wireless router.
And you turn it all off?
Yeah, because my other one got burned up for leaving it on all the time.
Mm, they go bad. You have to change them out every 3 or 4 years usually.
Remember I told him to cool it?
You gotta cool it. You gotta put a fan on. Yeah, you can't. So wait a minute. Now you have a hub connected to the. Wait a minute. So you have your modem, right? And what's connected to the modem? A hub?
Yeah, it's a 4-port. It's a 5-port hub. We was going to use, me and my roommate was going to use that for internet connections, but.
And then what's the wireless?
I didn't want wires hanging everywhere, so I got a wireless router. And in order to hook up a wireless router to a cable modem, you gotta have a small little hub or a switch or something like that.
You do? I don't know, because you should have ports on the router, though. I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's a weird setup there. I think you're doing a little more work than you have to. But whatever works for you, man. If it works for you, that's all that matters, right?
Yeah, it's working pretty good with me.
Well, screw it. All right, man. Good. Good deal. Keep doing it. And any word on the Kang deal? Anything with that anytime soon? Any reunion in the works that you know of?
Actually, we upgraded from Kang Brothers to the Lost Boys.
The Lost Boys, that's right. I'm sorry, I'm in the past. But what's been up with the Lost Boys? Are they still together? Wasn't it like the Lost Boys and then Emmy Rose also? Like it was like two boys and a girl, you, someone else, and Emmy Rose?
Well, we've been hanging around still, but sometimes we'll have our ins and outs, but it's doing much better than it was before.
All right, Jonathan. Well, it's, you know, it's a time of change. What can I say? Say hi to all fans and listeners. We're going to move on, my friend.
Well, I just like to say hello to everybody, and I hope you all have a safe weekend.
Cool. Kick ass, man. Everyone check out Jonathan. What's your MySpace, Jonathan?
I don't have a MySpace, but I do have a Facebook.
What's your Facebook, Jonathan?
It's just look for Jonathan Jones. That's all you can look for.
Jonathan Jones on Facebook. Awesome, man. I'll check you out over there myself, my friend. Take care of yourself.
All
right,
bye-bye.
Yeehaw.
That's Jonathan, everybody. Facebook man himself. Hollywood Vanya needs to call in, man. Where's Hollywood? Ah, Reclude's calling in. Reclude!
Hello?
What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing out there in radio internet land? How you motherfuckers doing?
Oh, man, I'm good.
Typing with your right hand, motherfuckers, jagging off. Is that what you're doing in internet radio land?
Jagging off, listening to Reclude and Carly.
Chatting each other and shit. Fuck you all.
There's no hey, man.
My fans, I love you.
There's no Lonesome Loser tonight, but we got a lot of numbers to call.
I don't have any fans. What am I talking about? I'm a lonesome loser.
You're a lonesome loser.
Lonesome pranker.
You're the lonesome loser. Can you hear me, or are you just not?
What are you talking about?
You.
I'm fucking hearing you.
All right, yeah. It's just,
what are you talking about? I had to say my shit.
We had a weird exchange of conversation for a second there, man. So
I understand, man. Don't be ruffled up and shit. I might have to call.
Take it easy.
Call KDK and have him hack your ass off the net.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he's buying the rights.
To be fucking around.
He's buying movie rights, bro. You hear about that?
Movie rights for what?
I don't know.
Fucking a tranny?
Old movie rights. Like horror movies, apparently. That's what Dr. Lego's saying.
Gay horror shows.
Gay horror movies.
Funny.
Yeah. He's you know, he is what he is. We got a lot of numbers here, though. What kind of calls you want to do? Businesses or people?
I just want to do some calls where we can fuck this up.
Let's fuck it up.
I got my dudes here. Hold on a second. Let's hear a shout out. These people in the studio are doing the track tonight and shit. So
okay.
Say this is Neek.
It's Neek!
And then that's fucking Dig right there.
Dig!
Alright. So there we go.
All the same people. I hear you. I got you.
No, it's three people. Two of me.
Alright.
Sorry, let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Alright, I got one here called Pet and Plants. Pets and Plants. There we go.
Where's that at?
This one's in Hawaii.
It's in Hawaii?
Yeah, it's called Pets and Plants. I don't think we got much to do with it. That's kind of stupid. I don't like that one, Pets and Plants. I don't know where that's going to go.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of out of it, dude.
All right, that's fine. Let me make the decisions here. We're going to call Brooks Freshwater Fish, all right? They're in Hawaii also. Fish Place. Freshwater Fish. I guess they stock
fish
pools.
Place.
Or, I don't know. I think they stock, like, ponds and shit. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Alright, let's give it a try. I don't know where we're gonna go with this, but
we're going somewhere.
Give it a stab.
Alright.
What else you got? I don't know shit about fish and plants. I
got a Cajun restaurant, I got a friendly market.
Friendly market.
Alright. Bill's Friendly Market.
Is Syndicate on that delay shit or what?
You shouldn't be. Should be no more. You're not going to do the stupid delay stuff again.
No, I just want my dudes to hear.
He's going
to
be. Yeah, you should be okay. You should be good on Syndicate now. Shouldn't be too bad.
Fuck Syndicate.
Call the Indian restaurant and fuck with them.
Well, that's not people going to be hating.
Right. We got people asking
people
for Indian restaurant.
Hating.
We can do Indian restaurant too. Yeah, Milkman sending in an Indian restaurant called the Kebab Curry Cuisine. Let's call them. Let's fuck with them first, and then we'll call this.
And there's like no like. There's no Google shit for Syndicate.
No.
Fucking Henry. Let's see who's on here. Let's read the names.
Henry Hill.
We get the Stern Fan Network. Let's see who's on here. Any cam horse tonight?
Not
it's like movies with faggots in them.
Yeah, Pig Outlaw's got a movie up there.
People on a fucking there's like High Pitch or somebody.
Yeah, something
there's
like that.
There's some broad. Oh, there you are. There's your fucking ugly ass, Nixon. Or what the hell's going on there?
It switches. Don't worry. It goes. I got some stuff going on here. I'll turn it back on. There you go.
What's going on with that echo?
I don't know. You must have the shit on. There's an echo. No kidding. All right, hey.
There's an echo. Holy shit.
Holy fuck. All right, we're going to call an Indian restaurant. Don't go anywhere, all right?
All right, cool. All
right, here we go.
Come on, Cody.
Hey, what's up, man?
Good.
What's going on?
Not much.
How you doing tonight?
Good.
Sweet, man. So what's been happening?
Nothing, not much.
What are you doing today?
Not much.
Cool, man. Just hanging out?
Yeah, just hanging out.
Dude, man, that's a sweet restaurant.
Yeah?
Yeah, so what have you been up to lately?
Busy working.
That's crazy, man. You should take a break, man. Talk to me.
I know.
You know, I'm really into, like, Indian guys.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I'm you know, all about it, man. That's what I'm into.
Oh,
one point in my life, I was kind of married, but then I went gay for a while.
Really?
And I got satisfaction, so. And I decided I don't like, I'm not into white guys because they're kind of, you know, prissy and shit. But I like a nice, strong Indian guy, even if he's skinny.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I like to feel his balls.
Really?
Dude, I'm so into that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, yeah, there you go. You know what I'm talking about. So what's going on?
Yeah.
What's your specials tonight there?
Very close right now.
Oh, come on, buddy.
We're ready to go home now.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you sound like you're into kind of the same thing I am. I tell you what.
Uh-huh.
Have you got a hole in the side of the restaurant? Sweet, man. So what? Are those the noises you're going to make when I put my dick through the hole? No, make the other noise. That was better.
Well, right now.
Make that noise again, man. That was fucking hot. Let me hear that again. Go,
Actually,
like Master P, be like,
Master P.
Make him say,
We give you the number. You talk to the guy. He probably be into this thing.
Oh, yeah? What's going on, man? Does he have a big Indian dick?
Yeah, I believe he so.
Fuck yeah, dude. Put him on the phone, dude. I'm steaming.
You know, he's not here. I'll give you his number.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Give me his number, man.
Hold on a second.
I'm steaming. I can't.
Okay, write down 5.
Okay. 5.
Hold on.
Dude, is this a fake number you're giving me? Because I'm pretty hard up.
No fucking...
Okay, so we got 5...
31...
Hey, I tell you what, you ever need a hand job over there, I'm pretty good with that. I'll wash windows, I'll do whatever you need.
Okay, talk to this guy, his name is Joe.
Alright, you got real dark skin, or what, you light skin
yeah,
in
yeah,
or what do you
he,
got
he,
here?
He's dark skin.
Oh, yeah, there we go, man, that's my type. Alright, type of man, you got a lot of hair on your chest?
Yeah, talk to him.
Alright, man, I talked to him, man, I'm telling you, what's your name?
Pete,
all right.
Yeah.
Tell him Pete.
Okay, buddy. Okay.
No, I won't. I'll keep it between us. But I mean, if you want to, you know, we can get a little three going. Get a little three-on-three action.
Talk to him. He's really into it.
All right, he's really into it. Sweet, man. We'll give him a call. Thanks a lot, there.
Okay.
All right, sweet.
What the fuck? Oh, we got to call this. He's really into it. The guy says, so let's give him a call. That's Joe, right? I got the number here. He just outed his friend over there. All right.
Well, yeah, he's like that fucking asshole. Let me give the number out.
Yeah. Let's see who it is. All right, everyone, we're gonna call Gay Joe. You ready, Recklude?
Like a cocksmith.
I will. Yeah, I'll add it in.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Is this Joe?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing, man? How you been?
I'm fine.
Sweet, man. Well, dude gave me your number. He said that you and I might have the same interest. This guy named Pete, somewhere dude at a restaurant.
What is it?
Like an Indian restaurant, something about curry, you know what I'm talking about? This guy named Pete.
Who?
Anyway, let's cut to the chase, dude. Basically what he said, because he was trying to fix me up, because, like, I was talking about, like, some gay sex, but he says he wasn't gay, but he said he would do it, but he's married, so he sent me your number.
Okay.
So I'm really into Indian men. He said you're into Indian, the drag queens or something, man, but, I mean, I'm just a white dude, like Irish and shit, but I'm really into Indian guys.
Are you gay?
What can we do with that?
You wanna come over?
Yeah, dude. What's up, man? What's your address? I mean, I'll meet you at the tea shop or something if you really want. But I mean, if you're willing to give me your address, dude, I'm a nice
tea
dude.
Teabagging.
Better, you know?
No, I'm down over on Main, down by the hotel. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I live at Western. Western Avenue.
Yeah, Western, exactly. That's where you're at? Sweet,
yeah.
Man. So what do you got? Are you going to pick me up or I can take a cab? So do you wear, like, dresses and stuff?
I don't dress.
No, I do, though.
Dude,
you see me during the day, I look like a rugged man, like I work, like, construction and shit and play football. But when it gets right down to it, man, I wear them dresses like a pro. I'll shave my legs and go the whole nine yards.
Can you meet me at Western?
What's that? Yeah, I'll meet you at Western. Where at? Western what?
Western Avenue.
Western Avenue. Where at? Isn't it like a pretty big street?
Yeah, but yeah, there's a...
I mean, if I'm walking the corners, them cops will pick me up, so what do you want to do?
There's a petrol pump there. Gas station.
Yeah, a gas station?
Yeah, I can meet you there.
Sweet, man. So that's what you're into, dude. You like tall dudes? I'm 6'1", I got a pretty big cock.
I love that.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah.
Sweet. What else do you like? Give me a little info on you, you know what I'm saying, so I can get all worked up when I'm walking down there.
Meet me first.
Meet you first? You're not
meet
gonna fucking
first.
Roll me, are you? You're not gonna shoot me or nothing?
Meet me first. I'll meet you there.
Are you going to fucking come out there real fast or what? I'll be down there
what
in 10 minutes.
What time will be there?
What, I mean, I'm talking about 10, 15 minutes. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing white shirt.
White shirt? Oh, that's fucking hot. Can I see fucking baloney tits through that or what?
What's your car?
Yeah, so what do you got? You going to wet them a little bit or what?
I love you, man.
All right, baby. Let's meet down at the Western, the gas station right there, dude. I'm going to be fucking ready. I'm going to buy a candy bar. And I'm going to shove it up my ass, wait for you to come, you know. I tell you what, we're going to have good times, you and me. I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to jizz a dot right in your head. All right, man. I'll meet you down there about 15 minutes, all right?
Come fast. 10 minutes.
All right, 10 minutes. I'll see you down there, baby. All right.
Western?
Yeah, exactly. I'll be down there with balls on.
Be fast. What's the name?
I'll be real fast, but we're going to take all night when it comes to that, though.
What's the name? What's the name?
What's that?
What's the name?
What's my name? My name is Scott.
What?
My name is Scott.
Scott, okay.
Hey, Scott, you going to meet me down there? You going to be wearing white blouse for me? Wearing pants or what? You mean wearing shorts?
I'm wearing a white shirt and black pants. Okay.
Black pants. That sounds good. I like a guy who dresses real nice. That's good.
Where are you from originally?
India.
Okay, I could tell, but... All right, we'll do it up, all right? You ready? Because you better be pounding me. I'm telling you, I'm gonna call the police. No, I'm just kidding, man. I'll meet you down there in 10 minutes, Western Gas Station.
Okay.
You got it, buddy? All right, I'll be down there. Bye-bye.
What's the car number?
What's that?
What's the car number?
My telephone number?
Car number.
Car number?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to be taking... I think I'm going to take a cab or I'm just going to walk. Yeah. I'll be down there at the gas station, though. Trust me, dude. If I got to hitch a ride, I'll do whatever I got to do.
Okay.
So I'll see you down there in 10 minutes. Ready, buddy?
Okay.
Good times. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yo, what the fuck was that?
Is that a joke or
I don't know. I think that guy's really a gay. Was he asking for your card number?
No, car number. Probably license plate number or some shit.
That doesn't make any sense. I think he was asking for your car. Like, I think he's a gigolo or something. Like, you know, I think he gets paid for that. I don't know, man. That's kind of weird, right? He's all into it. Yeah, they were saying he was getting into it.
Is that a fuck with me or what?
Hang on, Milkman. Everybody has car numbers in California or something, or in L.A.?
I don't know.
Milkman says he knows.
No.
License number. Tag number. That's none of his business. That's private information. He doesn't need that. I would have told him, fuck you. The hell. Hey, Reclude, you got the word, huh? Grand Central. New invites coming any day now. I'll let you know when I get one, all right?
You sent that to me. I can't wait. I'm going to get a fucking Cali number.
Awesome, dude. Yeah, I'm going to get
Dude. Yeah, I just got a huge gig, like, making video content for this group called Mastercraft.
Right.
You ever heard of them?
No, never heard of Mastercraft. No.
They're like Electra, dude. They got a new album with like John Legend and fucking E-40 and stuff.
Okay, cool. So you're doing work for them?
Yeah, dude. I'm doing like video stuff with it. They're about to go on tour and play Coachella and shit.
Oh, cool, Coachella. Awesome,
so
man.
I mean, it's gonna be fucking sick, dude. The guys, they got all sorts of fucking people on their new album. It's like really crazy Electra, like club music, like crazy ass shit.
Yeah,
so.
Awesome, dude. When
it's like up and out. It's like really, it's kind of like raver type shit a little bit, but they just want guns, bitches, and money. That's what they want videos of. So.
Guns, bitches, and money. There's nothing wrong with
that. That's it, man.
That's what sells. All
right, well, I'm gonna have to let you go. I gotta finish up a session, but
all right, bro. Well, hey, thanks for calling. In, man.
All right, no problem. Talk to you later.
All right, peace, man. That's Reclude.
Hollywood, call in now, man.
Hollywood, call in now, please. Thank you. Yes, Hollywood, call in now. Madhouse Radio. I'm Carlito. Hollywood's on the line.
HollywoodVanya.com. What's going on, man?
Hey, buddy, you got my sandwich still there?
No, dude, your sandwich is nice and marinated right now, my friend.
Oh, it's got chocolate on it.
Yeah, man. How you been?
Great.
Great? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Better than good.
No,
great.
Great.
Great. Okay, great. Good. Great.
I'm great.
Good for you, man.
Tiger.
Yeah, who's mentioned? Venison's mentioning cucumbers. I've been eating a lot of cucumbers lately. I tell you what, they're pretty filling. They taste pretty good, and they have like almost no impact on you as far as calories and sugar is concerned. I recommend cucumbers. Anybody who's dieting, also recommend sugar-free Jell-O. Eat lots of that, and chicken and fish. And that's about all you should eat. Well, turkey sandwiches. That's what I have for breakfast. I have turkey sandwiches, or I take some egg whites, and I scramble some egg whites, and I eat it on some very low-carb bread that's been toasted. And that's the most carbs that I usually have in the morning. But it's working, man. It's working. Diabetes is under control. Telling you, how's your diabetes? Not to get personal, huh? You know, you're diabetic. You're type 2, right? Just like me.
Yes.
Cool. Are you good
cool
at managing it? No. No, it's not cool. It sucks. But do you manage it like as well as maybe you should? Like, do you sneak?
Mine are usually in the lower hundreds, upper 90s.
See, I'm never in that range. I'm finally getting into that range though, right now, man. I'm telling you, I'm finally seeing that. I started taking these supplements that help your body lower your glucose directly through your muscles, and it's dude, I'm telling you,
you ever take those cinnamon pills?
Not cinnamon pills. This is something different.
Pills that lower your blood sugar.
Well, I put cinnamon in my coffee because I heard it's good for diabetics. So there you go. Okay. Anyway, we're talking about bullshit. What do you want to do here? You want to do some prank calls? I got numbers from the past. We're going into the Lonesome Loser log, the same one that I sent you recently. That's what we got.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you been doing prank calls? Because I wasn't able to open up those attachments you sent me.
Which ones?
You sent me two emails with attachments, right?
Oh, the video.
Yeah, the video. Is that where they are? Yeah, I haven't been able to open them yet because I can't get WMV to open on my cell phone. And I don't. I haven't had the chance to sit down and check it. What, are those prank calls that you did, or what are they
no.
exactly?
No, 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 no. Those are just videos.
Okay. All right. Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Cool. So, you got any preference of a type of business you like to call? Because I can probably find it here in this log.
It's taken me a few minutes to open it up too. We'll just do a random one, man.
Random one. I'm gonna pick a city. Well, let me think. Let's. What do we have in Portland? That's on the West Coast.
I've confirmed.
You, Milkman's got a shitload of them. Okay, I got Cyrus Happy in Portland. That's it. Boom Boom Room Nightclub in Portland also. Cheers to You. That's a bar. Bessie May Bobo in Portland also. An old lady answered there.
That Boom Boom Room sounds kind of fun.
What? Wasn't that in that movie Life with Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy?
Surprisingly enough, that's one movie I haven't seen.
Really, dude? That's awesome. He keeps talking about the Boom Boom Room, and he's going to go work in the Boom Boom Room or something. Or he's going to open up the Boom... Yeah, you got to watch that movie. That's a good movie, man. Life. I think it's called Life. It's Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence are in jail for some bullshit, and they end up living there. They get life in prison, I think, and I think they finally get released when they're old, but they go through a bunch of funny... It's like set in the past, like, you know, back when criminals were still decent. We're looking at Portland, right? Is that what it was? Yeah.
Portland.
Gonna find all here. Yeah, let's play some music here. This is gonna, I understand that Chuck isn't around tonight, so I don't think he's got to go on. If anybody else has to go on after me, let me know. I will gladly make space for you on Syndicate. Or if I'm boring you, if you just want to hear silence, that can be arranged also.
Hello.
Good day. My name is Jay.
Okay, here we go.
Yes, Mr. Jay. Would you mind?
All right, that call's coming right up. The Boom Boom Room, Portland, Oregon. Don't go anywhere.
I need your passport as well.
Here you are.
Thank you. Your room number is 545.
Thank you. I'll be getting some important phone calls.
Sure. I'd like you to... know, I noticed Reckley got off here pretty quick. I think he was heading out Western Avenue.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
He's going to be Joe.
Jesus. All right, that didn't work.
Boom, boom, ear.
Tell me about it. I got a feeling a lot of these businesses have now gone out of business. And I think it's just a sad fact of the way we live right now, man. Isn't that crazy how things have gotten?
It's sad.
I keep waiting for things to get better, man. I don't see
Welcome
a bottom.
Welcome to Reaganomics.
Has the Dow kept dropping? I mean, has the stock market kept dropping in the last 2 days? I know 2 days ago it was around 5,000 or 4,000. Has it gone up? But has it stabilized at all, or is it still dropping every day?
I think they said that it was stabilizing on... Yahoo today.
Okay, that's good. Good. I have to see it at least stop dropping. That'd be, or just slow down a little bit. Please, thank you. That'd be nice. Hasn't it lost a third of its value in the last year? If not less time than that? Or I mean, come on. All right, you got that open? Are you still working on it?
Yes, I got it open.
Okay, anything? Oh, we got a voicemail. We got a voicemail on the Grand Central line. Hang on, let me check that there.
All right.
Let's see if we can cue that up. Hang on, everybody. Breaking news. Well, let's see. We got to make sure. If it's only, like, you know, a second long, that means I just clicked. Hang on, I'm checking that now, sir. Oh, it's 1 minute and 7 seconds long. Okay, Hollywood.
It's Mark from Lucille.
You know, I'll listen.
Hold on the line. Maybe put yourself. I'll put you on mute and go listen. All right, you ready?
10-4.
Oh, here we go. Any second now, folks.
We're listening to that. Do I have to log in? No, I don't. Here we go. And it's not playing. I don't think he left a silent message.
SBB.
I don't know what they're doing in the background here.
Sounds like Joe.
I think Joe's looking for Reclude, yeah.
Reclude dashed off real quick.
I guess the guy was taking it seriously. Hollywood, it's too quiet. I think it was a gay guy looking for Reclude, the gay Indian.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the gay Indian.
What's his car number?
The car number, yeah, okay. I thought he was asking, like, you
I
know.
I think he was asking for his phone number, I thought.
I don't know. I thought it was card number. Like, I thought he was asking for his Visa or something. Like, he's going to run his transaction first, you know.
I've got to call you back at your hotel room first.
And give me your landline first, baby.
I'll give you a landmine, please.
What's your Twitter? So everybody who's listening right now, twitter.com/HollywoodVanya.
HollywoodVanya, yeah.
HollywoodVanya. Okay, looks like DTT got on Twitter today for the first time. Congratulations, DTT, joining the Twitter
way,
family.
One.
Hey, we got a hacker on there now.
Don't forget, I've got my website out there, too, man. It's HollywoodVanyaPranks.com.
Now, why didn't you do the Hollywood Pranks? Because that's nice and easy, because people don't know how to do Vanya, you know, so easily.
Yeah, well, it just kind of happened.
Okay. All right, man. Well, think about it. If you get a chance,
yeah.
I'm thinking Hollywood Pranks is a great idea. You should
buy it, too.
Look into
buy
that,
it,
man.
Too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, let's do another prank call.
Okay.
Let's see who we got here. Or if you see, do you see anything there on your end, on your list? Yeah, the same one I'm looking at.
Hang on.
There's a German restaurant in Portland, Oregon.
You don't have an international card, so.
I don't. That I do not. There's a place called Booyah Juice. I think that's like a juice place.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, duh. Of course. There's a German restaurant here. Also, there's a Kinko's. Always a favorite. Denny's, Uncle Vinny's Pizza. All right. Well, let's do the juice place first, then.
Okay, that'll work.
Juice. The Lego store. Booyah Juice, everybody, don't go anywhere.
Hello. Hello.
That ain't gonna work. God damn it. There was a Burger King there also. What else did we talk about here? What else did we discuss? German restaurant.
I forgot about this one. The Yeo. Remember them in England?
Who?
Yeo Village.
Oh, Ye Old Village, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I miss, you know, it's funny, calling those hotels in England is funny sometimes, too. I really need to get on this phone car thing. I had one. I think they had more minutes in it still. Lonesome Loser sent it to me, but I lost those logs in my last computer crash. I don't think I have those saved anywhere. I might have them saved. I'll give it a shot.
You had a couple of them in the log, though.
Did I? They're probably dead by now, though.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, those are. I mean, those are so old. Yeah, if they're not,
are those rechargeable though?
I'm not sure. I need to find a good, you know, rechargeable international phone card with good rates, at least to England and the English-speaking countries. That's all I really need. Or I just need to get on Skype. Or I got to look into this Google thing, because apparently Google's got the shit coming out here when it comes to international calling.
I read that today, what you sent out.
Yeah, you need to get a few numbers for, you know, for Spooftel, you know, for spoof card, you know. I'm going to get myself a New York area code, you know. I want to get the 212 area code, you know, stuff. I want to get, you know, common, funny ones. I got a Miami one now, 305. I think that's pretty cool, but... anyway, okay, here we go. Let's do,
Kansas. That's central. That's 1202.
Never mind. Yeah, we got to do West Coast here. Denny's. There's a Denny's. I know they'll be open for sure. Uncle Vinny's Pizza might be open. Let's call Denny's. I mean, we could fuck with Denny's. You feeling okay for that?
Oh yeah.
Denny's. Here we go, man. Here we go.
This will be for Maven. I think Summer's gonna be looking for a job.
Awesome. Gotta love Summer. So hot. So hot. So sexual.
Thanks for calling Denny's. Can I help you?
Yes. I'm sorry. Are you guys taking applications right now?
I don't think we're hiring, but you could fill out an application.
I just got fired from my job, and I can't believe this happened. What can I do? Do you have any openings at all?
Not that I know, but you can apply and fill out an application.
I've been stripping for 7 years, and I can't believe they just let me go.
I'm sorry, don't cry.
Oh, I don't know what else to do.
Well, don't cry.
I'm so sorry, who is this?
That just got let go. The
poor
one.
Hello.
You can
saw my info out of an application, but I don't know if we're hiring.
Will you keep it on file?
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
What's your name, sweetie?
Well, it's kind of like 9 o'clock at night, so I don't know if you're going to have any luck finding the job this evening.
How do I get
You know what I mean? Maybe you should get some rest and get up early tomorrow and apply.
No, I can't.
Why?
Because I always work at night, and I just because...
I know, it's already on.
Because I wouldn't go down on the owner.
Set your alarm.
Tell the owner there that I will not go down on people. I do not do that.
Why don't you come by tomorrow and get an application?
Well, why can't I come by tomorrow?
We don't want to cry all night because your eyes will be swollen.
I know. I can use makeup, though.
No, because when you cry all night, then your eyes are swollen in the morning, and you can't really fill out an application anyway. Oh, well, stop crying.
If I can't fill an application out, can I? I don't have any other clothes. I'm in my stripper clothes. Is that okay?
Well, I mean, I don't want to tell you if it's okay because I just work here.
How long have you been there? How long have you
I've only
there?
Been here since August.
You're somebody.
I know, but probably if you stop crying and you try to get some sleep, you could apply for a job tomorrow.
What's your name, sweetheart?
I'm Jeannie.
Jeannie? Oh, that's such a beautiful name. I'll go home tonight and I'll dream of Jeannie, okay?
Okay, well, why don't you get some sleep and then fill out an application tomorrow when you feel better?
Can I get your number, Jeannie?
No.
Can I call you tomorrow at your house?
Well, just call Denny. Just call Denny's and see if they're...
I don't feel comfortable with anybody. I'm comfortable with you already, Jeannie.
What? I know, but I'm a loser. I work at Denny's.
You say if I come to work at Denny's, I'll be a loser to you,
No. You're making me feel bad. Stop crying. Well, yeah, you don't want to work here. It's Denny's. It's horrible. I cuss every day I have to come here. Why don't you make a cup of hot tea
Can
and go to bed?
Can I come stay with you tonight, Jeannie?
No, absolutely not.
Why?
I think it's a total prank.
I don't want to be alone.
Well, because I felt bad for a while, and now they're like...
I don't want to be alone, Jeannie. Hello?
I shouldn't have told him my name. I felt bad.
Jeannie? Hello?
Hello?
Can I talk to someone else, please?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
This is James.
James, hi.
Hi.
My friend's apparently trying to get a job there, and she's
right.
Being told that if she gets a job there, she'll be a loser. I don't understand what's going on here. She just lost her job tonight, and she is extremely, extremely upset because of the circumstances, and I just don't understand why she's being called a loser if she's going to try to get a job there.
I don't think anybody said that.
I was actually listening on the other extension.
This
young lady, Jeannie, just said that she's a loser because she works at Denny's, and that implying that my friend Summer would be a loser if she came and got a job there at Denny's. What is going on here? And your name is James?
Yes.
I think we may have a lawsuit on our hands. This is defamation of character, sir. Do you know what that means?
Yes, I do. I have a degree in human resource management, so yes, I
right.
understand it completely.
So you understand exactly what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, my friend Summer is going to need to come there and fill an application out, and she's being told these different things. Now, she's saying if she comes in there while she's been crying to fill an application out, she probably will not get the job. Is that correct?
If she were to come in emotionally distraught, that would probably not help her case, no.
Okay, well, and the only other thing is she doesn't have any other clothes right now, so she sent her previous work clothes, which she was a stripper, just plain simple. She'll basically be in a thong and electrical tape. Is that going to be a problem, James?
Oh, that's not a problem.
Okay.
Okay, please. Why does she not have any other clothes? Because
she lives about an hour and a half away, and she wants to start looking for another job right now.
This is probably not the best time to be looking.
Why not?
I mean, well, because you can turn in applications.
You don't understand something.
But none of the people in charge of hiring are going
to
be...
You're not listening to me. You're not listening to what I'm saying, okay? All she's going to do is come there and fill the application out. Hang on, do you want to talk to her?
Certainly.
All right, hang on. Summer, come over here. Now, this guy's name is James, and I believe he's the manager. He seems to be a level-headed gentleman, so please, just kind of straighten up and do not cry. Wipe your... Okay, here you... James?
Yeah.
Here she is, hang on.
Hello?
Yes.
Is this James?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm very sorry about being emotionally distressed. I'm gonna come there and fill the application out. Now, will you have a pen there for me?
Yes, I will. We have some extra, so that's not a problem.
Because I don't have anywhere really to put a pen right now. Okay. I'm gonna have my friend Vanya drop me off. I may have to stay there tonight, but I'll just stay in the back, and in the morning I'll go and collect.
Okay. The only problem is we do close at 1 a.m. here, so.
That's okay. I can sleep there tonight. It's no problem.
No, we can't have anybody stay here overnight. You understand?
Okay.
We close the doors. Everybody has to leave.
Okay.
At
well,
1 a.m.
I can come home with you then. Is that okay? Do you have a couch?
Unfortunately, I live quite a distance away.
That's okay. I mean, I'll be able to stay in the back seat and. Can I just sleep in your trunk?
No, I'm afraid we can't allow that.
Who's
that would be my wife and I.
Well, I mean, she won't have to know. I'll stay in the trunk. She'll never know.
No, I don't think so. That's not going to be possible. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I think I'm going to start crying again. Oh, what's going to happen to me, James? James?
Oh, you'll find something. Don't even worry about it.
How can you be so sure?
Because just by talking to you, I can tell you're a resourceful person.
I'm not resourceful. I know how to strip. That's all. If I come there, can I strip for you and make some extra money tonight?
I'm afraid not.
What about your customers? Can I do some table dancing?
Nope, not here.
Please?
Nope, sorry. Company policy wouldn't allow that.
Me crying's not helping either, is it? James,
so can you hold on just one moment, please?
James, don't go, please. Oh, please don't go. James, please don't go.
I think James is gone. Is James gone, please? Thank you. Are we still on?
Hello?
All right. Yes, is this Ryan? Hello, is Ryan there?
Ryan?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, I'm looking for Ryan, please.
I'm afraid you've got the wrong number.
No, this is the dentist, right?
Yes, it is.
Ryan is one of the customers there. I'm looking for him. It's very important that I speak with him, please.
I'm sorry, we've only got two customers in the place, and neither of them answers to Ryan.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
Okay, maybe Ryan's his middle name. Can you maybe ask if somebody knows who Summer is, please?
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Hey, is this James?
Yes, it is.
How you doing tonight, James? You remember me?
No, I don't.
I was the one that was touching your cock the other night. Don't you remember when you liked that?
No, I don't think I do.
Maybe it was different James then. I don't know.
Must have been.
Are you sure? Well, you want me
I'm quite certain.
Are you want me to come there and help you, sir?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, can I touch mine right now just to be just to keep myself warm and cozy?
Why, you most certainly may.
Will
it's
you
a free
talking?
Country. Live how you want
to
live.
Well, start talking dirty to me or something, would you please? I've got my pants down now, and my underwear is down to my knees. You ready? Go ahead and start talking. Tell me
what a dirty boy
I am. Yes, please.
Oh, let's see. Mud, filth, grime, grease.
Oh, baby, you're turning me on.
Smog, soot. That dirty enough for you?
I am. Thank you very much.
Oh, damn it, I wanted to hear the dirty devil. Damn it. Damn it, I was so wanted to drop that on him.
Why don't you call a... I went nowhere to...
To place a call, press 1.
That was funny, man. That was awesome.
We should call Leroy Brown, Pastor Leroy Brown back.
Pastor Brown, do it. Oh, I don't have his... let me see if I got...
Let's see.
Pastor Brown. I don't know. I don't think it's on here. Oh, wait a minute. I think I just saw it. I think it said Reverend Leroy Brown. Hang on. Let's see. Reverend Lee. Here we go. I got it. In Detroit, Michigan. Home of the ghetto. All right. Cool. You want to call the Reverend Dr. Leroy Brown?
Yeah.
All right. An old black guy. We talked to him before, actually. What's that prank call called? Is it called White Devil?
Yeah, no, that
I
White Devil was the one that you and...
Zolar did. I rebuke you. All right, we'll play that while we set it up. We're calling this guy back here, guys.
Yeah. I'm sorry, this is Manny May. I'm having some problems here. Can you come over and help me?
Where are you at?
I'm at home. You know where I am. I think the devil's trying to get me... He's talking to me. You need to start praying right now.
Where's your home at?
I'm down here on Granger.
On Granger?
Yeah.
Granger what?
Granger, I'm up close to Burt Road where Hughes is.
Burt Road what?
I'm close to Burt Road.
You want to start off?
Hello. Hi, yes. This is Reverend Leroy Brown.
Yes, it is.
Hi, how you doing tonight, sir? My name is Eric, and I'm having some little bit of issues over here, and I was wondering if you could give me a little bit of maybe something new.
What kind of issues you having?
Well, I'm trying to get my mom to go into that kitchen maybe some pie, and she just won't do it. She won't listen to me.
Who is that?
My mom.
Your mom? Who is your mom?
My mom, Mrs. Cartman.
Mrs. Cartman?
Yeah.
Do I know her?
Well, of course you do. Hang on, ring my mom. She'll be talking to you, okay? Hang on.
Okay. What church you go to?
Hello? Something's going on with my son, Eric.
Uh-huh.
He's trying to make me do stuff, but he got me up in the middle of the night, and he's trying to get me to do some stuff, and I ain't getting out of bed to do it. What's going on with this young boy, sir? You trying to get him to do stuff?
We're going to talk to God about that, all right?
Okay, we'll do that. Come on. Bring it
all
on,
right.
Brother. Bring it on.
I'll be over there.
Okay, come on over.
All right.
All right, I'm on Granger.
All right, yes.
All right, come on. Hang on, somebody else will talk to you here, too. Hang on just a minute, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Night-night.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your...
Damn it, I wanted to
put
this
on again.
He knew it was us. He knows
You know, one of the things we could do is call Miss Bonnie. Remember that one?
Bonnie, Miss Bonnie.
We're revisiting Miss Bonnie.
Yeah. At least he picks up. That's a good sign, man.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do we have here under Brown? Let's take a look here. Redmond Lodge in Brownwood, Texas. Charlie Brown's Club. We got the Brown Bag Burger in Arizona. They might be open still. A white female escort named Blush.
Hey.
Oh, no, those are super old escorts. No, that won't work. We could try, hey, Milkman, you want to try to call Nautica? Remember Nautica from back in the day?
Oh, my God, yeah, Nautica.
42D3840 are her measurements.
Six
foot, 220 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. A big, black, beautiful woman.
Bam!
She was a black escort. She got out of the game, but we prank called her a lot early in the history of the show. This is before, I don't know if you ever heard those calls there.
I don't remember
those. Oh, those are classics.
Nautica calls are funny. Yeah, that lady is a trip. I wish I could find them. I know they're out there.
Call that apartment and all them people on the phone?
Yeah, this one time we called and she's having a fight in the background with like her pimp or one of her Johns or something like that.
Was she really?
He wanted her to move in with him. And she's like, I ain't coming in. I did that one time and messed it up for everybody. Fuck that.
I don't
like,
want no nigga laying up on my couch.
Yeah, he was like, I'll be heated. And she got on the line. I think I do have that. I think it's called Black Escort Gets Heated. I think that's what it is. I thought it was. Or maybe Escort Gets Heated. I could swear that I have her. Anyway, we could try. I doubt this number rings for her anymore. But maybe it'll ring somebody else. And maybe they know whatever happened to our beautiful Nautica. Hang on, we'll set that up now. Hang on, don't go anywhere. All right, Rec, we got Hollywood.
Hey, nobody else in my house. I fucked up on one person out here, and that fucked up for the rest.
Can you stay in your car?
You like listening to me on the phone?
Well, what's up? Well, I'm trying to get some business, and you're up there all up on your business. What happened, Nautica?
You're calling me from block numbers.
That ain't no block number.
What you need to do is hang up, push star 82, and call me back.
No, I did already, though. You told me.
But I'm not going to leave.
I heard your whole conversation. Don't make me call the police.
What call the police is?
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, I got you. I'm going to blackmail you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Whatever. I'm talking to you, bitch.
So apparently he was trying to spend cash on the get-go.
Yo, I'm talking to you.
You there?
Daddy, come on, baby.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, darling, since you know who I am, come on.
Who are you talking to?
Starting this one?
Yeah, why not?
Bueno.
Hello. Sí. Bueno, how are you?
¿Quién habla?
Valente, ¿cómo está? Hello. Hello.
¿Qué?
Es Valente. I'm calling back from the apartment complex maintenance department. Departamento de mantenimiento. ¿Comprende? Soy del departamento de mantenimiento. I need you to flush the toilet for me, please. Baje el inodoro. Sí, flush the toilet, oh. Por favor. Señora. Adelante.
¿Qué quiere, no?
Por favor.
Adelante.
Vete al baño, por favor. Y mira a ver si está funcionando.
Que vaya.
Sí, necesito que vaya al baño. Y atente a flushear su inodoro, por favor. Señora.
¿Quién habló? Yo no tengo problema con el baño. ¿Hay problema con
el baño? No, we are seeing. Nosotros vemos en la línea. Hay un problema con la línea. Hay un bloque.
Get up the megaphone.
So I think someone put a sandwich in the toilet and tried to flush it.
No confirmo. No hablo español. ¿Es inglés, yo?
Flush the toilet, please, now. Please, flush your toilet now.
Se equivocó de número.
No, señora. Necesito que tú flusheas su toilet, por favor.
Glabo.
Hay un bloque. There's a bloque in the toilet system. In the line, las líneas.
¿Y
¿Comprende?
¿Dónde está hablando? ¿Dónde está hablando usted?
En el toilet.
¿En el toilet?
Sí, en el toilet, por favor. Estoy en el toilet, por favor. Baja el toilet. I screwed that one
to
up.
Place a call.
She asked me in Spanish where I'm coming from. Yeah. I'm calling from, and I'm saying I'm calling from the toilet. She's like, in the toilet. I know our English speakers don't know really what I was talking about, but that was kind of funny for me. Where are you calling from? From the toilet. From the toilet. All right. I think Senor Pedro got a kick out of that, our Spanish speakers. Our Spanish podcast listeners, all one of them. We'll get a kick out of that one. That was pretty funny. There you go. There's your international call.
No flushy.
No, he's like, no, sir, I'm sorry. I think you got the wrong number. I'm like, no. Turn the toilet.
There we called the feminists. And they said they had a flush a tampon down there. And no, it was a turkey sandwich.
Yeah.
Got a perfect system.
I was trying to tell her that we got a near perfect system. Sidekick Chuck reports, Yo Carlito, stay on as long as you want. I gotta head out, so stay logged in all night if you want. Great show, bro. Alright, so Sidekick Chuck, they're confirming, will not be here tonight, abandoning us. I gotta get to bed eventually here, though.
Hey, you don't have to go for work. Oh, you have to work tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah, man, I work tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow's a big day for me tomorrow. Because tomorrow is the day that I pay off my honeymoon. I'm looking forward to that, dude.
Did
I've been
pay
doing.
Off your honey tomorrow?
My honeymoon? No, the honeymoon. You
finally,
know, for
you finally got her paid off, huh?
Yeah, I finally got
is
this
yours?
One. I got the dowry all taken care of, man.
It belongs to you now.
She's mine. I have, I have bought the woman. Oh shit! Balls.
Remember the Blues Brothers? How much went little girl?
Yeah.
your women. How much for your women?
All right, let me see what else is blinking here. You want to do a few more pranks, or you got to get
going?
Yeah,
man. All
right,
I'll
do a few more. Any ideas? You throw a word at me. I'll look for a word. Here's I got Circle K, Dunkin' Donuts. I'm just browsing through here. The Egyptian Tea Room. I remember calling that. That was a long one. That was a long time ago, but I remember that. Black Hawk Limousine. Milkman, you remember Black Hawk Limousine? Black Hawk Limousine? That's where we got a hold of that Samoan guy. You remember that?
Yeah, the Samoan guy.
Samoan kid, yeah.
He wanted us to call him back.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But he
Jack
actually,
Valente.
He started listening to the show. That was one of the first Jack Valente calls. There's a Hooters there. Fatty's Bar. I think I remember calling them.
Hooters is probably closed now, though, wasn't
it? Yeah. Well, it depends where. Where are they? Colorado, yeah, they're closed by now. It's too late for that. Turkish cuisine. Gotta look for, like, late numbers here. Let me look for... No, that doesn't make any sense. I can't search by time. Planet Gyro in Montana.
Some here.
Oh, the Euro deaths. Remember those? The Euro deaths.
Yeah, the years of death. I was looking for the first one. I can't find it. I could just find the last one.
The call number two?
Yeah, all I could find. Let me try it again. Giro, that's where Jack Masterson dies.
Euro underscore two is where Jack dies.
Gyro of death. Yeah, see, all that comes up is, Gyro Death Sandwich. That's why. Here we go. There we go. Yeah, I found it now. I'm going to cue that up. I'm going to play that here. Okay, look, seriously, we got to do something here. What do you think? It's called donuts.
We could do almost a Samba donut type tag team thing.
There you go. Winchell's Donuts and Pastries, no. Jamaican
Dunkin'
Grill.
I got all kinds of Denny's here I can check.
Denny's?
Are they open 24? Huh?
Denny's are open 24 hours.
Yeah, didn't we call and confirm one? Yeah.
Already called one. Okay, here's Dunkin' Donuts. Here we go. We got a Dunkin' Donuts and a Baskin Robbins. They're in Hodgkins, Illinois. These are all 24 hours for the most part. They're supposed to be. All right, this is one of those combo ones. I can't have any. I really wish they'd come out with a sugar-free donut by now. I mean, really, guys, come on. What's going on here? Sugar-free glazed donut. Not a Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know.
The sugar-free donuts are the donut holes.
Yeah.
They come out of the actual donuts.
Yeah.
The little part in the middle.
Right. Yeah. Well, still, we got to come up with a sugar-free glaze. And on top of that, I wanted to mention I read an article and it talked about Circuit City going out of business, and it said the. the top five.
The one here in Dallas is still open.
Is it really? Well,
one of them, yeah.
No, I heard that they all officially close on Sunday for the last time, I think. I don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe. It might be outletting still. But it had this article listed the top five companies that are that may not make it through 2009. Sirius was on there, and Krispy Kreme
was on there too, wasn't it?
Yeah, Blockbuster was on there. Yeah, and Krispy Kreme was on there also. Did I send that one to you? Did you find that one? I don't know.
You told to me a while back.
Yeah. Blockbuster's on there. No, Krispy Kreme was on there for sure also. And I did realize like there were a lot of Krispy Kremes here that came up in Orlando all of a sudden. Now there's only one left in town, or you got to go all the way out to Daytona Beach. It's weird.
Can blink without seeing one in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Really? It was like that here in Orlando, but they all closed except for like two or three in town. They're all desperate. There was a while there where like it was everywhere. Like they were overexpanding. They were just trying to be the Dunkin' Donuts. Now Dunkin' Donuts is everywhere, and they're successful, and they're in every corner here. So go figure.
Oh, big welcome back also to Turd Burglar. He's back.
Where is he, in the chat room now, or is he in the forum?
No, he's not in the chat room. He was in the forum. He was going to try to make it tonight, but he said he had a lot of work to do.
Oh, man.
On his Department of Defense laptop.
Yeah, I get worried about him with the, because he got in trouble once already for doing prank calls and work found out. He prank called, like, the competition of his work or something like that, and they got pretty pissed off at him. They called back, and he lost his job. That's when he ended up going to the Army. Like, he had to leave. Like, it was pretty bad. Yeah, I really want to find that, what is it? Is it madhouseradio.freeforums.org? Is that the link that I got set up here? Hang on. I don't know. I gotta go to the forums. I haven't been there all week. You sound like you're
smoking. I can't stop coughing.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. You drinking something or you're sick?
Nope.
Okay, well, there you are.
All my chocolate vodka's gone.
Right? Oh, shit. Can't have that. You're diabetic. All right, Dunkin' Donuts, come on, let's get to it. One or two more prank calls and we gotta get out of here, man. All right.
madhouseradio.freeforums.org.
There we go. That's what I thought it was. Good man. Gold star for you.
Bing.
All right.
And it is under Madhouse News.
You heard it here first.
Donut
bus,
can I help you?
Yes, hello. How fresh are your donuts tonight? When is the last time you make donuts?
Huh?
When is the last time you make donuts? How fresh are they tonight?
Okay, donut coming in night time, 2 or 3 o'clock.
You want to touch me at 3 o'clock? I'll be there, please. You want me to come at 3 o'clock and you touch me, okay?
You come 3 o'clock?
Oh, I come 3 o'clock. I'll come all over you, okay?
Okay, how many you want donuts?
How many you have?
It's morning time coming, I don't know. How many you want?
I come whenever you want me to.
Huh?
When you want me come?
Whatever time
you come. Okay, what is this?
To place a call, press 1. To listen.
That's funny. You heard me like, ugh. Ugh. All right, let's do one more. Let's call Dunkin' Donuts on East 8 Mile Road in Detroit, the capital of the ghetto. All right, and then after that, I got to go because it's almost 2, and I have to be at work at 8 tomorrow.
Find that with diabetes, you have to pee a lot?
Dude, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's one of the biggest things. That was the first symptom that hit me. I was like, dude, I'm peeing all the time, and I'm constantly thirsty. I keep drinking Mountain Dew and Coke, and I can't get rid of this thirst. I keep drinking sugary soda.
Yeah, do you find that it's a sweet smell?
No, I never found the sweet smell.
I was going to say, what are you doing smelling your pee?
I'm not smelling my pee. It does have a taste to it, though, a little sweet.
Oh,
but
good.
No.
Recycling, I love that.
No, okay.
You've gone green.
I did notice that there were a lot of ants hanging out in my toilet, like crawling all over it, and I was like, something's up.
Yeah, that happened to me too. My uncles were... Oh, hopefully, yeah, you're right.
No, shit, no. The keyboard stand here is loose, and I put some weight on it, and... came loose. Here we go. Whoopsie.
That keyboard stand has been through hell.
Put my old cock on there, you know, and knocked it down. It was too much for it. My old cock.
God, daddy.
Your old one.
All right.
I guess your wife got your new one, huh?
Yeah, she took it. She's got it in the drawer. My real one. Okay, let's call that last Dunkin' Donuts. This one's on the 8 Mile, home of Eminem and all them guys. Proof and
yeah.
G12, D12, 30 dozen, and 50 cent.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, man, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Hey, how fresh is your donuts be?
That's fresh enough.
It's fresh enough. When's the last time you made them, man? I want them. They still hot?
Yes. I bought her
It's still hot, man? Yo, listen to me.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, man. Hello. They still hot?
Hello?
Motherfucker! Yeah, who this, man? How many people I gotta talk to? I go on to find out about how fresh am you donuts?
We don't have fresh donuts right now until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, well, are they still hot right now?
No, not that hot.
What kind of glaze you put on them, man?
I'm sorry?
What kind of glaze you put on them?
What kind of glaze? We don't make it yet. They're bringing it in.
All right, hey, I got a great idea, man. I can make some money. You can make some money on the side. I'm going to save you some money, all right? Here's what I'm going to do. You know the donuts, the regular donuts? I got the holes in the middle? I got this plan, man. Here's what we're going to do.
I have no time, okay?
No, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm a crack shot with a gat, man.
Well.
I was going to shoot the donuts.
To place a call, press 1. To listen.
I was going to shoot the donuts. That's good. Throw them up in the air. I don't miss one. Dude, it just reminds me of I did a prank call recently. I don't know if you caught it, but it was the Starbucks, the free valet at Starbucks one. You remember that? Did you hear that one at all?
Not yet, nah.
It was off. I don't know if you ever saw Trigger Happy TV, but this one time they had a black guy it was like a wife beater, and he had written on it like and scrawled like magic marker. It said valet. And it was at a liquor store, like an ABC liquor store, and this white guy parks his car, and this black guy comes up to him and is like, "Hello, Mr. Customer. Now at the liquor store, we have valet parking. Can I have your keys so I can park your car?" And the white guy's like, oh, no. And then the black guy's like, "Oh, come on, man. I'll park it really good for you." He's like, "Yeah, okay. Right, sure. Yeah, let me give you." So I did a prank call where I said I was at Starbucks and I got that offer and I couldn't find my car and I had to take the bus to work. And I was calling to sue him, etc., etc. We all had a laugh, and we laughed and laughed. Hollywood, when are you going to start doing the prank calls again? I'm dying here. I so wish you could do it again.
I will try to get started back on. I got in trouble at work for doing them.
Oh, did you?
That was one of the big things. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man, did they
I
hear
was in there one day and I forgot what call it was, but I laughed out loud so loud. My boss came in and said, "What in the world is going on here?"
Oh, my God.
And he saw I had all these different screens up.
Uh-huh.
He was like, "Dude, look, if you're going to do this, you need to do this somewhere else."
Oh, really?
I said, "All right, no, that's cool." And so I had to stop doing them. I'll try to get some done during the week.
Nah, don't do them now. Don't do our work. I don't want you to get in trouble, lose your job, man.
Not there.
Okay, all right, good.
Check your G-Talk, Aaron.
I had a new system of doing it. It was kind of working out, but it's really complicated. You just do such a good job.
Hang on, Baz just said he'd help isolate some pranks.
Who was that?
Baz.
Oh, really? Baz. Yeah, that's right. Baz did offer. You know, I sent the call for help. You know, I didn't want you to think I was like trying to replace you because my man intended if you could do it.
Man.
Yeah, I know. It's not easy to do. Baz did say that. Kokanee wants to help out with some other stuff too. But I got the plans for like this militia idea, for, you know, for some volunteers for the madhouse,
yeah.
so we can start penetrating, you know.
That's great. I would like to start doing those video things too, man. We were talking about a little while back.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do like a video series on how to do prank calls. That's right. Yeah, yeah. That's it. Yeah, I think that would be interesting. We should totally do that. We'll put it on YouTube and make we set up a channel, you know, for that and make episodes and all that. That'd be kind of cool. Cool. All right, man. Well, I'm going to head out. It's almost all two right, for me. All right. Hey, thanks for calling in, man. It's good talking to you, brother, man.
Good talk, bro.
We'll see everybody.
All right. Peace out. That's Hollywood.
Bye-bye.
Yes, Bill.
Yeah, Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollyweird.
Check your G-Talk, man. I just confirmed one last one for you.
Check
your
G-Talk.
I'm very tired.
Check your G-Talk, man. Come on, man. I got to take a shit. No, I got to go to sleep. Seriously. What's this? Okay. Express Electrical Service, 24/7. A tired guy answered. Just confirmed. Okay, last one of the night, Milkman. That's it. No more.
Let it ring. He was tired.
You better wake his ass up, Milkman. Motherfucker.
I did.
Service, hello.
Hello there. Is this the electrical service, please?
Yeah, it's electrical service.
Oh, man.
What I can do for you?
I need some resistors. You guys got those?
Resistors?
Yeah.
I think you have to call to some supply.
Well, no. What do you do there, buddy? What do you do with electrics?
Electrical service.
Okay, well, come here. I need you to bring some resistors and make some resistance in my breaker box.
Breaker box, resistance... What's the problem? Tell me.
The resistance is too low. I need more resistance in my electrical circuit.
What's the problem? Can you explain me what's the problem?
I came into the house and it's not, like, the things aren't going. So I did a diagnostic and it says that I need to increase the amount of resistance.
Who give you this diagnostic?
The computer machine, my diagnostic machine I got from you guys. You connect and it does a diagnostic check.
All right, you want to schedule an electrician for tomorrow?
I need an... who's your on-call person? I need the on-call person. This is emergency. This is needs to be done now. I need more resistance over here right now. Please, I need resistance, please.
What kind of resistance? You need dedicated line for your computer equipment or what?
No, I need to make more resistance than the electrical machine.
On your electrical machine?
Yes.
What kind of electrical machine are you talking about?
You go like this. It's the one that goes meh. 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 You know that one?
No.
It goes, you know, in the wall, it goes, it has the door thing, and you pull open the door. Like, man.
Sir, call us in the morning.
No, so this is an emergency, and it says here that you do per 24-hour service, so don't give me the run.
Okay, my electrician will be busy right now.
Where is he going to go? Where is he going to go? Where are you going to send him?
Sorry.
Where are you going to send him, you horse's ass? Where are you going to send him, you bastard? Send him, you bastard. 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 He's still there.
I
bastard.
I want to hear him do a Sam. You bastard motherfucker.
You bastard. You bastard. You can hear me. You are a bastard. I'm going to hang up the phone, guy.
All right, we'll deal with him later. Apparently, and this
There's
is...
four other ones in here, too, man.
I think I'm hearing that... apparently, Google might have already opened the door up for the Google voice system. Not yet, but apparently they're going to be offering international numbers also. I think I might take out a number in the UK. Why not, right? Oh, no, it says it's not currently possible to select an international number or forward your calls to international numbers, so that's not an option. Okay, well, that sucks. But it's still, hey, you know what? We can get domestic numbers. So, yeah, for sure, Milkman, you know, once I get invites, if you can't just sign up, if it's invite only still, I will definitely send you a few. Yeah. I'll send Tuck one. I told Lonesome Loser I'd send him
we'll
through.
We'll spread my numbers around, dude, and we'll save them, man.
Yeah, I got a guy, a friend of mine at work, he wants me to send him an invite or two. He needs a number from where he used to
live.
Yeah,
I want to get a Cali number.
Yeah, you do need to get a Cali number, dude, so I could call that, and then you have a forward, you know, to your...
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll work. You give it a shot. I don't know if they'll let you forward it to Virgin Islands number, you heathen. Milkman, please take us out of here. I gotta go. All right. Funky Chimes, white boy. Funky Chimes.
All right.
Yeah, man, Boca Chav, man, right here. Give me a 98.6 amount, man. Well, I'm sure glad that y'all joined us, man, because I had a hell of a good time, man. It was an awesome show, wasn't it? Man. Hollywood Banja, DJ Glowworm, Recluse, man, the stars keep rolling. Oh my god, my new favorite star, Maven. Yeah, baby, she called in finally. Man, we had a great show tonight, man. Jonathan calling in. Thanks a lot, everybody, for joining in. Dr. Lego, do you believe it, man? Lego, the craziest quick caller in the world. That's right, man. Well, I'll tell you what, all our friends over there at Syndicate, we thank you so much for joining in, man. We love you. Dino and the boys, thank you for joining us. We hope that you had as good a time as we did, especially all of our friends right there in the mouth. 98.6 in the mouth. Thanks a lot, man. Everybody joined in tonight. Baz, MST3 Clay, Venison, Hollywood Banja, yeah. Kokanee. That's right. We love you guys. Lonesome Loser, missing in action, but not forgotten. We love you, brother. We look for your return. We tried to hold out for you, and we hope we did you well, and you enjoyed it as much as we did. Now, you out there, our listeners, we want to tell you something. It's all about you. We love you. We do this every week. We drop a dime. We just ask that you give us a little bit of your time, man. Send us your friends. Better yet, send us your enemies, and we will entertain Madhouse style. That's right, the stylings of the Generalissimo of the Madhouse, man. Our hermanito, Carlito, the Generalissimo. God bless him, man. Thank you so much for busting my gut again, man. Hermano, I love you, brother. Oh! That's right, Rosary Refried.
I got it down. Listen, listen. Shut up, Milkman, for a second. yeah, I almost had it. Shut up. Ah, yeah, I got it. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, I did it.
All right, dude. We'll have to put that, clip that out. Hollywood, clip that out, and we'll put that in one of our new promos.
That's the awesome,
funky,
dude.
Funky chimes.
That's fun to do. Funky chimes with funky farts. All right. All right, yeah, it was good to have Hollywood Vanya back. He's saying thanks for having him back. No, thank you for coming back, man. Motherfucker.
I'm glad, man.
Some little bitch.
Man, this was an awesome night. DJ Glowworm, Reckley, dude, it was all hits tonight, man, wasn't it? This is a fucking awesome show, bro. Even Lego at Hound Dog.
Even old Hound Dog Lego, and he's coming to Orlando, so son of a bitch, we're going to have another special show here.
Oh, hell, son of a bitch, motherfucker.
Son of a bitch, motherfucker. You
boy,
bitch,
man,
motherfucker.
We're getting everybody down there in Orlando, man. A lot of the greats, man. Zolar, man. Sean, man. The Warden. And Lego, who else, man? Artie, he don't count, man. He's a great mess. But yeah, man.
He's a great old mess. He's not coming over. I don't care. If Lego does do the show here with us on that Thursday in a few weeks, Artie's not coming. I don't care. Artie can care all he wants. He made a mess.
Well, I'll tell you, I got a little clue here, man. I heard that the guard was very upset with Artie out there, man, because Artie went and stole all his tacos out there before he left.
Dude, Artie comes. He comes and he eats so fucking much. He ate three bags of candy, three big bags. Now I'm not talking like little sacks of Skittles. I'm talking he ate like the big kind that you buy for like Halloween. You know, you buy a few of those bags. He bought like three bags of those. Ate the whole things. Ate like a few. Like he had like McDonald's hamburgers, cheeseburgers. He brought with him. Ate those. And he ate like he drank like three Diet Dr. Peppers and like two regular Mountain Dews. Well, it's a good thing you had the Diet Dr. Pepper there, buddy. What's the point? I guess every little bit helps, doesn't it, there, big guy?
Dude, you're never going to get that stain off your carpet, man. You're
it's never coming
out.
You
out and replace the carpet in that room, man.
He can come in to see Dr. Lego if and only if he comes in and fixes the carpet somehow. He can pay to get the house recarpeted.
Just do this. Just give him a whole bag of candy and have him throw it all over the floor and then make it all the same color, man. You'll have new color carpet in that room.
Dr. Lego mentioning that I Lysol the house because of Zolar coming over. No, I Lysol the house because of Evil already coming over, you stupid shit. If you're still listening, I don't think you are, but... No. No, sir. All right, we're out of here. Everyone, be sure to also go to TuckerMike.com. Or MikeTucker.com. What is it again?
That's
it's
right.
TuckerMike.com. That's Tuck's website. Where's he at? He left. Where is that Tucker?
Landon Vegas, too. Thank you.
Tuck had a diarrhea on his computer. Baz, thank you very much for joining in. And I saw Brandon Vegas is in here also. Thank you for being in the secret room. Big thank you to everyone who listened. We'll catch you next week.
And Maven, that hot girl called in tonight. Yeah. Baby.
I know.
You got a sexy voice, don't you, man?
Rachel, man.
She has a nice voice. I would like to make her say a dirty thing. How about the guy talking dirty?
Bad, you're getting married, bro.
How about the guy talking dirty to, who was it? To Summer? Summer Big Johnson. What was that? Filth. Dirt. Dirty laundry.
The gay Indian guy that we got the number for, man. And Joe, man, that was looking for a record and called back on the answering machine tonight, man. Grand Central line.
Yeah, I hear you, man. All right, good night, everybody.
Peace out, Lady Maven, baby.
Y'all better have your pencils ready. Number two.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.